Sport Radio Station.
This is Rover's Morning Glory. Rover.
I'm the smart one.
Digi.
I am never having sex again.
Peter.
Did she just see my bicep flex?
Charlie.
This guy's gonna hunt me down.
And Jeffrey.
I don't poop my pants every day, punk.
Streaming on RoverRadio.com. Rover's Morning Glory starts now.
Good morning. What's happening? It is Friday, July 12th, 2019. Good morning. It's Rover's Morning Glory. I'm Rover. Dieter is here.
Yo.
Charlie is here. Snitzer is here. Oh, wait a second. Oh. What's going on here?
I was like, I was dreaming.
What?
I said I was dreaming, so I was
about
like,
what? What were you dreaming about?
Dream of being late to the radio show?
No, just like only in about a minute.
So what were you dreaming about? Your excuse was you're dreaming? That's not a good excuse to be late to work when you're dreaming
at work. I don't know. Oh, crap. I mean, the time difference threw me off.
Oh, is that?
Yeah, time difference threw me off, so I apologize for that.
Like you saw logs?
You lost them?
Yeah.
You saw logs?
No, I wasn't sawing logs.
Dropping logs?
No.
So Jeffrey just popped out of his bunk on the bus.
He rolled out, sprinted to the seat.
We are all on board Rolling Glory 1, our mobile tour bus studio. We are in Chicago this morning. Good morning. Dougie is in the main studio.
Good morning, sir.
And you are with us as well. 866-YO-ROVER is the number to reach the show. 866-967-6837. That's how you get a hold of us. You can give us a call there. You can text us at that number as well. That comes on board Rolling Glory 1 in real time. You can tweet us. Just put at Rover Radio in your tweet. That also comes on board Rolling Glory 1 in real time. But the best way, give us a call. 866-967-6837. Jeffy, you're not the only one that was thrown off by the time change. So I sent a text to everyone last night. I said, hey, just so you know, we have to wake up an hour early because the time difference in Chicago. So we're based on the East Coast.
Right.
Which means we start live at 6:30 a.m. Eastern time. Chicago is at Central time. That means it's 5:30 a.m.
Here.
So I set my alarm to 5:10 to wake up. Makes sense, right?
Yeah.
Not when you're on iOS public beta number 2, iOS 13 beta 2, apparently your clock doesn't change based on where you are, like every other cell phone clock changes.
Why did you do this to yourself?
So, I woke up at 5:10 and I'm start getting dressed. I go, man, this, I don't hear any activity out there, you know? Like, Snitz isn't opening and closing.
He's always zippering things.
A lot of zippers.
It sounds like he's just putting on, like, a Michael Jackson jacket all morning.
Well, that's when I dress up like Rover in the morning. Yeah.
He's making a lot of noise usually in the morning, and I'm like, that's weird. There's no noise. And B2 is just dead asleep, and I'm like, huh. So I check my clock and it says it's 5:15 at this point. I go, that makes sense. And then I did a Google search. Now you could just Google search time in Cleveland.
Yeah.
And it says time in Cleveland is 5:10 a.m. And I go, all
right, that doesn't make sense.
Wait a second. And then I go, time in Chicago, 4:10 a.m. I'm like, son of a bitch, it's 4:00 in the morning and I just woke up.
So what'd you do? Did you go back to sleep?
I went back to sleep.
Oh, yeah, I got to go back to sleep.
Yeah, I went back. Took me a little while to fall back asleep. So
no, I was a real idiot. I set my alarm for 7 a.m. I did it the opposite. I was drunk, and I couldn't understand. I saw the text, and I was like,
yeah.
Okay, that means it's going to be 7. That's when we're going to start the show, 7 a.m.
Oh, that sounds nice.
So luckily, I heard Snitzer and he woke me up.
Zipping, yeah. Well, it was tough. In the middle of the night, it was tough to do math like in my head. I'm going, wait, how do I, is it forward? How do I set my alarm? Yeah, it was tough.
Well, we're here and we're live. And Jeffrey just rolled out of his bunk and is bright and... You're chipper this morning, right?
Yeah, I mean, like, I just forgot to put my glasses on, though, but I'll give you that at the commercial break, though.
Yeah, you look like you have two black eyes. Is that just from... Do you see this on him?
Yeah. Oh, like some bags or something?
Yeah. Wow. Oh, this is a sleepy guy.
It's like he just woke up.
Yeah, I mean, didn't have my coffee yet, so I will facilitate that at the next commercial break. Get my glasses, get my coffee, get my blood pressure medication, and I'll be good to go for the rest of the day.
Good. Okay, you gotta take a dump too, baby.
Let me read you some email here. Toby writes, I appreciate your opinion on the child dying in the hot car today. Yeah, this is a guy who accidentally left his kid in the car, died on a hot day. I've said that this can happen. A lot of people are, how could you possibly do that? How could you possibly? People don't understand. To me, this is something that could happen to really anyone. And obviously, people don't think it will happen to them until it happens to them. Toby continues, I lost my 3-year-old daughter to a swimming pool and broke my whole family apart. I live with it, and some days are worse than others. I couldn't imagine being put in jail for it. The guilt is enough. So he apparently somehow lost track of the kid. Kid ends up in the swimming pool. And Snitzer, I don't know if I forwarded this to you. Or if it's a tampon picture. I don't know.
Yes.
Okay. So let me read you this email. Jennifer writes, back in 2015, I started a new job. While I was at work one day, I started my period and I desperately needed a tampon. So as a 40-year-old, I was one of the youngest women in the building and was unsuccessful in finding a female coworker who hadn't already started menopause. This company sounds perfect for Jeffrey.
Yeah,
a bunch of old ladies.
Old ladies.
So I started driving. I drive a tow motor to every bathroom in the building. I tried every feminine napkin machine in the warehouse. All of them ate me coins and gave me nothing in return, except for one. And she says that this is the one that it gave her.
What is that?
Maxi Thins.
What year is this, Ron?
If you zoom in.
Okay.
Zoom in there.
Darn it.
Keep going. There you go. You'll see limit one. The offer expires 3/31/1996.
Jeez. So it's just a piece of paper, though, right?
Well, I don't know. She says that she didn't use it. I had to stuff toilet paper into my underwear the rest of the day.
Why not use it?
Yeah, I mean, could a tampon go bad, Dougie?
I don't know if I would use that, to be honest with you. I think I would have done the same thing. It's disgusting. If it's just old, and what if it's got mold in there? I don't know.
Okay, good point.
So, Jeffrey, you said you were going to take your blood pressure medicine, right?
Yeah, the commercial break.
Put on your glasses. What else?
Coffee.
Get my coffee.
Okay, all right. No mention of brushing his teeth.
And brushing my teeth.
No,
I got to do all four of those things.
That's later. That's at lunch.
No, I got to be tomorrow. I'm trying to do all four of those things at a commercial break.
You won't have time. Just, you have to pick two of those four. What do you pick?
Coffee.
Brush my teeth, get my coffee.
No blood pressure medicine, which can kill you.
Well, you said I can only pick two, so... I could probably cram all four in 8 minutes.
Brian in Youngstown, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Brian.
Morning, guys.
Hey.
I'm just calling in because I've started listening to the last month and a half, and I love your show.
And it's a
good way to listen to people's problems on the way to work and laugh about it because you guys bring up funny points about their situation that they don't take the right way.
Well, Brian, I appreciate that. And it's always, you can
it's usually funny to laugh at somebody's problem.
Yeah, it's someone's misery and problems. We try to allow people to laugh at that, especially Jeffrey has many problems. What were you dreaming, Jeffrey, this morning? Right when you heard us start the show, what was your dream?
I think I was on a date with Vanessa Del Rio.
I was about to read it.
I'll read it.
Looks like a wet dream with those shorts in the front.
No, it wasn't a wet dream.
Look at the front of those shorts, the spots on them.
No, it wasn't that. Must have been when I got food all over me one time when I was wearing them. I was on the way to work.
What day?
Oh, it was a while ago. The thing is, I had these washed right before I got on the bus, and it looks like...
Look at that.
Oh, or it could be just dirt from my work at my fence company.
So. I had a dream that... So after I woke up the wrong hour, I went back to bed, and then I had a dream that we were doing the show. I wanted to start drinking some beer, but we were out of beer.
Oh, no.
And then I realized that we were doing... I was completely naked when I was doing the show.
Sure.
And Schnitzer was trying to zoom in.
But he didn't have the power to zoom,
I'm like, son of a bitch. I'm just, you know, like I'm it's first thing in the morning. It's like a turtle, a shell. It's not coming out, you know? And so he was fired. Lieutenant Rob Hopper sent me an email. He says he's former F-14D Super Tomcat pilot for the United States Navy. You know that, Jeffrey?
I don't know the guy, but I know the F-14D was the last incarnation of the F-14, and the F-14D would have been able to have ground attack capability, as well as its primary mission as being an interceptor.
Mm. Wait, what was the last one? Or was F-14, what was the last one?
The F-14D was the last variant that was produced.
F-14D's
nuts! Whatever.
Good morning.
14 your own nuts, pal. Whatever.
All right. So yesterday we did talk about, I think you said that dumb or old phone screener had tweeted something and then deleted the tweet. I got the tweet. Someone sent me a screen grab of it. Let me show. And someone sent it to me and said, dumb is going crazy.
Okay.
Let me show this to you and zoom in. Start at the bottom, Snitz. I think that's where it starts off. He writes, oh, thanks for all of the trip suggestions. Turns out Luke Bryan is playing 4 hours away in Canandaigua, New York. Looking forward to another great show with my girly. then the next one is, I have been focused on the wrong things for so much time. Hopefully I can do better. Hashtag sex isn't important. Hashtag provider. Hashtag not a lover. Hashtag grow up.
And one person liked it. Who's that one person that would like that?
And then the next one.
What does that mean? Doesn't like sex.
The provider. Coming to the realization that you have zero worth in a relationship besides what you are able to offer someone's potential opportunity for some fame really sucks.
What does that mean?
So, I don't know. Who knows? What the hell?
So the only thing he offers is fame, he's saying?
Yes.
Is this to be one, his fiance? Is this what this is directed at? Or what is this?
I'm guessing. So, that's my guess.
Opportunity. Was that
word?
I don't know.
Oh, so, yeah.
So do you think he's wasted when he's posting this stuff or what?
Yeah, well, go back down real quick. What was the second one? The second one. Sex isn't important.
It's hard to.
Yeah, then it was 9 minutes later that the realization you have zero worth in a relationship.
Mm-hmm. Which one's that? This one?
I've been focused on the wrong things for so much time. Hopefully I can do better. Sex isn't important. Provider, not a lover. Grow up.
So is this what she said to him? Grow up. You know, sex isn't important.
You're not a lover.
You got to be a provider.
Well, that's horrible.
This is so strange. And then I guess he deleted all these tweets.
Yeah, that was, my phone was going off. And then by the time I click on them, they're gone, so I couldn't see what they were.
Why would someone do this? Why would someone tweet this out?
He gets rage. He gets the rage, and then he starts tweeting.
But then delete. And then why does he delete it?
Because I think he realizes. I guess B1 saw him, and went, what the hell are you doing?
Huh. So he feels as if
he's a provider. What I'm picking up from it, he's a provider, and maybe she doesn't want to have sex with him as much as he wants to have sex.
Well, what's the last one about?
It was more?
The only thing, no, the one that he has zero worth in a relationship besides what he's able to offer for potential opportunity for some fame.
Going into the mind of a crazy person, you're never going to be able to make sense of that.
Huh.
All right. I thought to do with Luke Bryan. Like, maybe.
Oh, there was, yeah, because he did just buy tickets to Luke Bryan.
Maybe they were crappy seats, or maybe no, she they're wanted not. He, more?
He called me. I don't know if he's never been to a concert before, and he's like, how do I get to the front of the stage? I was like, you just got to get there. What do you mean? You just run to the front of the stage and then don't move. It's like, well, do I need to get there 3 hours early and just stand there and then I can't move? And I'm like, I don't know. Just go to the concert. Have fun. Hmm. So I know he has the pit seats to get his front as close as possible to Luke Bryan.
Let's see here. Anthony writes, you're such a joke sometimes. I love the show, but a kid is dead. That man deserves to rot in jail. This is the one who accidentally left his kid in the car. Accidents or mistakes do not excuse crimes. Just because you put work first and others are careless doesn't mean it's okay. He and anyone else who makes this mistake should be crucified in the public square. And then you compare driving away with coffee on top of your car to leaving a child to die. Yeah. You're an effing moron. I'm sure Anthony has never made any mistakes in his life. What these idiots like Anthony don't realize is that you were one mistake away yourself from doing something like this. This can happen to anyone, you idiot. Dan writes, Rover, I work for a large contract cleaning company part-time. One of our contracts has a quality control lab that consists of many young college-age girls that work in the lab. My boss thinks I'm crazy, but I refuse to go in there while those girls are working or anywhere else where women are alone. In this day and age, women will eventually realize they put themselves in an era where men want nothing to do with them. All because of liability factors. All it takes is a look in one of their directions, and then you're in the HR office. So he won't even go around girls. What?
Playing it safe. Super safe.
Jeffrey, did you get any motorboats in? Speaking of allegations and accusations.
Got one in last night.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, there was one girl there, and she's like a tall brunette. Look kind of like a little heavy set, you know, plus size, you know, and yeah, so I got one in.
There was an allegation that Jeffrey refused to motorboat some lady.
No, because she also said, well, the other thing is she said no.
Oh,
and
okay.
When a girl says no, I don't do it.
I didn't hear that part.
No means
she
no.
Said no.
That's smart. I from the crowd, I had heard you said no to her. And which I'd never heard of before.
Part of it was, I think it was her husband's idea.
Okay.
He was kind of reluctant, but he was willing to let it be done. But she said no. I said, okay, no problem.
All right.
I'll leave you alone.
Good.
So.
I could send that picture to Snitz.
What, a motorboat picture?
Yeah. Maybe during the break he can pull it.
Alan says, Rover, you missed the whole reason why Dougie wants her daughter to sit up front. In the car. If she was in an accident, she wants both of them to die. Remember how she said she wanted to die with her daughter if they were in a plane accident instead of the daughter living? So there you go, Dougie.
Yeah, that's probably it. Die together.
What was that?
Just a lot of gurgling and noises coming from
What's
somewhere.
What's your problem, Dougie?
What was that?
Why are you making those gurgling noises?
That wasn't me.
Was it?
No, it wasn't me.
No. Oh,
who was it?
That was gross.
Let me see here. Cody says, Rover, I feel for you. I like everyone on the show except for Dougie, but they're so stupid. How could people think the Gulf of Mexico is not an ocean?
Was this an email you sent yourself?
No, it's from Cody. Jillian says, thank you for coming to Grand Rapids. We couldn't miss it. So you met our daughter, Casey. We noticed you lit up when you saw our kid. It was awesome seeing your interaction with her and everyone else. Thank you for being so kind. We love you. Yeah,
is this the baby that was at the bar?
Yeah, you know, our audience brings babies.
At one point,
to
I saw it sitting in the middle of it was like a biker bar, and I saw it just sitting in the middle of a pool table throwing balls around. It was a cool baby.
Yeah. Now as she was trying to grab my, she was trying, checking my watch out.
Well, it's a shiny watch. Yeah,
it doesn't matter. I mean, she was just like, she was a very friendly little girl. And I said that reminds me, like, when my daughter was that little and I got to carry her around and show her off a little bit, you know, I was like, so my daughter said, wait till she turned 18.
Fernando writes, yo, Rover, it's been 3 months since I sent a self-addressed stamped envelope asking for a bumper sticker and endless emails wondering if I'll ever get one. No reply. I want to give a big shout out and a huge thank you to Heather L. from Mentor, Ohio, for sending me a bumper sticker all the way to Galveston, Texas. And thanks to the Curious George RMG fan page, I've learned there are a lot of people who want and need a bumper sticker. Some have sent self-addressed stamped envelopes over a year ago and still no answer. This is very fascinating to me because I just got a self-addressed stamped envelope. The day that we left to go out on board Rolling Glory 1, and I slid it across the thing to Doogie. I said,
so that's who's in charge of this.
I said, you're going to take care of these, right? She goes, oh, yeah, everyone. I take care of them.
Do you know how many that I've sent out? And then I would ask Nads to do it, and Nads probably didn't do it.
This is the blame game.
No,
this is an easy out.
No, it's not. I do send bumper stickers. I put Nads on it because he didn't do anything else.
But I thought you were doing it. So is it you doing it or Nads doing it?
I've had birthday things. I've had all kinds of things that I'm taking.
Interesting.
Oh, okay. So, Charlie can be in charge of that now if you want.
Well, Fernando, sorry about that.
Yeah, I apologize.
They said the sticker on the coupon on the back was like 2013. Because we usually
What difference does that make?
Nothing. Yeah. I'm just, they're like, can you get different stickers? Like, that's all they got.
All right. Doogie, we have the shizzy coming up. What do you have on the way?
A couple got pulled over in their car because of expired tags. But wait till you hear what was found inside the car. The list goes on and on and on. Plus, an 11-year-old girl has her head stuck at a 90-degree angle. What's going on with that? I'll tell you. And the graphic pictures that go along with that story as well.
All right. We'll get to that in just a few minutes. We'll be right back on Rover's Morning Glory. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. Heart Radio Station. Set your alarm to Rover's Morning Glory. Just say, Alexa, wake me up to 100.7 WMMS on iHeartRadio weekdays at 7 a.m.
You asked for it. We have asked for.
Everybody wants it.
And now you got it.
Thank you.
Now back to Rover's Morning Glory.
We are live in Chicago on board Rolling Glory 1, our mobile tour bus studio. We have the shizzy coming up in just a moment. What do you have on the way, Doogie?
Police officer pulls a car over for expired tags and what they found after they searched the car. Not going to believe it. Plus, an 11-year-old girl has her head stuck at a 90-degree angle. I'll tell you that story coming up next.
All right, we'll get to that in just a moment. Josephus writes, I asked Doogie for stickers months ago, never got it. It sounds like this is an
ongoing issue.
Yeah.
What about the envelope that you pushed over to her recently?
Oh, yeah. Was that filled and sent out, Doogie?
Yeah.
When?
Today. It's on my desk. It's on my list of things.
See, look. No. See, it just doesn't get done.
It's on. You have a spot to cut. I'm mailing the sticker out, and you have to do West Palm. It's
This is all on you.
No, you can check the tape. I did not. That was from yesterday that you have to do. So, it's all.
I'm not there.
Yeah,
I can't.
I have to send that off.
Huh? Wait. All right, Doogie, are you ready for the shizzy?
I am.
Hear the shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
I know you guys are on the road, and I don't know if it's a possibility to play this video, but the U.S. Coast Guard released video yesterday of service members leaping onto a submarine carrying 17...
You've got a Rover.
Carrying 17...
Oh, okay.
Okay. Carrying 17,000 pounds of cocaine. It was part of a month-long $569 million cocaine bust. So it was one of those submarines that it's not fully submerged. It's just a little bit under the water.
It's like skimming across, like right underneath the water. I've never seen it. I didn't know. Why would you have a submarine like this?
It's commonly used for drug transfers. To
Don't you need it to be all the way under the water?
No, it's not.
Submarine is the point of a submarine?
No,
is
not.
That it can't be?
It's just not. It's harder to detect this kind of a semi-sub in the water, and that's what a lot of these people use for smuggling drugs. So you'll see the Coast Guard them jump on top of this ship and start banging on top of the ship to
all
open
right.
up.
Let me see this here. Bring that music bed down, Doogie, please. I have no idea what the guy's yelling.
Angry.
How could he hear him? He's in a submarine.
Yeah. They're yelling at him, so they're on a boat next to the submarine.
That's going to be hard to get on. Yelling.
Pull over.
Yeah, is that what he's saying?
No, I don't know.
Then they get real close, and this one guy, watch this. He hops off, and now he's just on the submarine that's still moving. He's banging on the lid to open the door.
What if they just go under right now?
I don't know.
Couldn't they just get away?
Hey, why would this guy even open up the submarine?
Never open it.
Yeah, they open up the hatch.
And then five guys inside were all arrested.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
To jump on that thing when it's moving like that.
17,000 pounds of drugs were inside that.
What was this, douche?
I don't know. Eastern Pacific Ocean.
Okay.
That they found this. So they say that these are quite common. They're called self-propelled submersible vessels. Narco subs is what they're called because they hide a little bit better.
All right.
An 11-year-old girl has her head stuck at a 90-degree angle. She apparently injured herself as a child. And her family doesn't have the money for surgery. So this is a bizarre story about this mysterious condition that has left her head bent.
Oh, look at that. Ah! That hurts my neck just looking at that.
That's a real photo?
Yeah, it totally looks Photoshopped.
So her head is just sideways. Imagine a head put on a neck, but just completely sideways.
Yep. It is a severely twisted neck, and they said that she was injured as a baby while she was playing, and she struggles to eat. She struggles to go to the bathroom. She's unable to go to school, and they're begging for help.
Is it easily fixable?
Well, she needs surgery. They're from Pakistan, so doctors don't know what caused this, 100% sure about it, but they have no idea what her future holds. So this story is going everywhere so that they can get some kind of doctor that will help them pay for the bills and fix their daughter. So police officers pulled over Stephen Jennings in Guthrie, Oklahoma, and they searched the car, and they got a little bit more than they bargained for. So he was pulled over about 11 o'clock in the morning after an officer noticed that his tags were expired on the car. So the cop alerted the officers that there were a few other issues likely to arise. First and foremost, there was a gun in the vehicle, for starters. So they see a gun in the car. His passenger was charged with possession of a firearm after a former felony conviction. So more cops arrive. Police said the officers then found that the car had been reported stolen and they started to dig a little deeper. Their discoveries, one bottle of Kentucky Deluxe whiskey and one rattlesnake. So they have a rattlesnake, stolen car, firearm, and somebody under arrest, but they weren't done. They found one more thing, a canister of radioactive powered uranium. What would you use powdered uranium for?
Oh, one thing.
What's that?
Let's build a bomb.
Build a dirty bomb?
Yeah.
So they have been arrested, and they, all these charges, nothing has to do with the uranium. They did not get charged for that. So, but all those other, they said it was one of the strangest arrests they've ever had.
Hmm.
We haven't heard much from retired Red Sox legend David Ortiz and what's going on with him. Well, he has now undergone his third surgery since being shot in the Dominican Republic. So he was shot in the back, if you remember, in a nightclub, and authorities suspect was a case of mistaken identity. He did have to have one more surgery where he was airlifted, remember, June 9th, but you forget that he's still hospitalized.
Mm.
You know, a lot of people aren't talking about this.
For a month, more than a month.
Yep.
Theater doesn't buy that official story either. You think that it was not a case of mistaken identity.
Oh, of course not. That guy, you're not going to run up to a guy, shoot him in the back, not knowing who he is. You're any kind of hitman. I think they knew David Ortiz. He was fooling around a drug lord's mistress or girlfriend, and he paid the price.
All right.
And finally, you guys are broadcasting in Chicago this morning, right? Well, R. Kelly was just arrested on 13.
Again?
Yep, on 13 counts, including sex trafficking, child pornography, and obstructing justice. These are federal charges, by the way. He was arrested in Chicago, and he's being brought to New York. There was a press conference at 9:30 this morning in Atlanta that'll happen. So he was out walking his dog when they got him. He has been arrested. I believe he's out on bail already. So good luck to him. He's got a lot going on. There you go. That's the Shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
The official app of Rover's Morning Glory is the best smelling app in the damn app store.
The stench is unbearable.
It smells horrific.
Get the RMG app and get the show wherever you go.
This is something that's pretty disgusting. Yes. Snitz, are you able to see my screen back there?
Yes.
This is a story out of Jacksonville. Watch this or listen to this. This is these people with these videos. This is going too far. You know, like the people licking the ice cream and putting it back into the freezer at a store. Disgusting. This takes it up a notch. Here it is.
Posted to social media has a Jacksonville mother fearing for her life and the life of her child. The child's father says he's outraged and embarrassed. This video shows a 10-year-old girl inside a Jacksonville medical office licking a tongue depressor, then placing it back into a jar containing other unused depressors.
Come on.
The girl's mother recorded the video and posted it to her private Snapchat account, and from there, the video went viral. News for Jax reporter Eric Avignet joining us live. Eric, how did that video make it to Facebook?
Well, I'm going to tell you how, and it's really simple. The mom tells me that right after she recorded the video here inside this medical facility, she posted it to her Snapchat account, not knowing that one of her 20 followers pulled that video up and then recorded the video off the screen. Now, it was that screen video that was posted to the Only in Duval Facebook page, and from there, it all went viral. This is what everyone on social media is talking about. A 10-year-old girl pulling a tongue depressor out of a jar, licking it, and then placing it back into the jar while her mother records video. This happened Tuesday inside an exam room in the All About Kids and Families Medical Center in Fort Caroline. Since the video has gone viral, the mom has started receiving death threats, so we are not identifying her.
Why do it and record it?
I had just been waiting a long time. I was not thinking. I was just being silly with my kid.
Her soon-to-be ex-husband.
What kind of excuse is that? I was just being silly with my kid.
Yeah, like, so it's okay.
What do you mean? Oh, okay. Hey, honey, why don't you stuck a tongue depressor up your ass and we'll put it back in the jar? What do you mean?
And the kid's probably sick if they're at the doctor's, right?
Right.
So they're definitely going to get somebody else sick.
Right.
And says he was horrified when he realized the girl in the video was his daughter.
My mouth hit the floor. I was completely surprised and shocked.
All About Kids and Families issued a statement that reads in part, upon notification of this isolated incident, we contacted law enforcement to request a full and thorough investigation. In addition, we immediately removed all materials and containers from the specific exam room and re-sanitized our entire facility. News for Jack's crime and safety expert Ken Jefferson says now that police are involved,
they're going to refer it to the state attorney's office to see whether or not charges can be brought against this person for that. I don't know exactly what the charges would be, but it has to be something criminal because it's dealing with the health of individuals.
The high-profile attention and social media backlash from this video not only has the mom fearing for her life, but also regretting her actions.
If I could go back and change it, I definitely would.
So there, I mean, it just, it never ceases to amaze me how stupid people can be that A, you would do that, B, that you would then post it. And then she's acts like she's surprised that someone took that off of Snapchat.
That's who she's mad about. Yeah. That's what she's upset about. That somebody
one of her 20 Snapchat followers, uploaded the video to Facebook. And that's what she's, I mean, it's just, it's so bizarre what the hell these parents are doing. And by the way,
just being silly.
She has been charged with a felony.
The mom or the kid?
Yeah. The mom.
Yeah. Tampering with a consumer product.
Yep, mm-hmm. Tampering with a consumer product.
She was arrested.
Yep, mm-hmm. She's there's her mugshot. And her name is Corey Ward. She's 30 years old. They talked to the father of this girl in the video. That is the soon-to-be ex-husband of this woman. Apparently, they're going through a divorce. I think that guy just won custody of his daughter, don't you think?
For sure.
I mean, that's how incredibly stupid you... I mean, this is...
But don't you blame the kid?
No, I'd feel bad if it was just the kid, but she took the video.
But who actually did the action?
But she was videotaping it.
She's in charge. How old is the girl?
Okay, so if the girl killed somebody, but the mom taped it, do you still charge the mom?
Yeah, the mom's telling her, yeah.
That conversation also doesn't just... The kid's like, I should lick that and put that back in. The mom says, well, hold on, I'll film it. Like, it just doesn't happen. There has to be some prep where they have the conversation.
I think the mother told her to do that. I think this comes exactly from these ice cream videos.
Yeah, of course.
Lick it and put it back. Now, the mother's watching that, not the 3-year-old girl. I think the mother told her to do this. It sounded like the mother was upset that she had been waiting at the doctor's office for so long. She felt that she'd been in that room waiting too long. And she's like, I'll show them. I'm going to lick this. Have my daughter lick this and put it back into the container.
Yeah, if the kid did it like on her own private Snapchat thing and she got caught, I'd feel bad for the parent because, you know, the parent's going to get in trouble. But, I mean, she was there filming it. Mm-hmm. She is liable for this, yes.
Jeffrey, have you ever had to stop your kids from doing anything? We saw a video of your son yesterday bashing your kitchen floor with a hammer.
One time we were at a supermarket and Tomas was about to try to grab something out of the thing. I said, uh-uh. And he stopped because, I was ready to, smack him.
What was he going to do?
Like some, pineapple. You know how these supermarkets have these little salad bars and whatnot?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
So it was
like open.
So it was like cubed pineapple, salad
you
bar. Got it.
I said, if you want some, I'll put some in a container and I'll pay for it. He goes, okay, because he knew better.
So he was gonna stick his hand right into the salad bar and grab some pineapple and just start chowing down.
And I said, nope. And he did not touch it. So
how many people do you think actually do that every day?
All the time.
Why did you take a sample?
It has to happen a lot.
Every day.
From the salad bar, they just take and put it right in their mouth?
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it has to happen.
When
a lot.
I was little, I would go to the candy section, like the bulk candy.
Yeah.
Just a handful.
I just don't think about it. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I eat from the salad bar quite a bit.
Oh, you're kidding.
Should I stop doing that?
It's open. The sneeze guard's not doing anything. People are sneezing. People are just grabbing stuff with their hands. Oh, I just want two olives. I'll just grab them with my hands.
So you think they just go in there and I mean, they should have some sort of video. I mean, someone should charge those people, right?
Armed guard.
Something.
It's not the same. They're not doing it on purpose just for the gross factor.
But they know you're not supposed to do that.
They're doing it. Oh, they're doing it.
Well, even sometimes a little kid will grab and you go, whoa, hey, don't touch that. But they've already touched it. What are you going to do?
Like Jeffrey. Jeffrey was so fast, though, he stopped Tomas.
Yeah, yeah. Yes.
You actually... How did you see that him making? I mean, how did you know he was that slow putting his hand?
I just saw him at the salad bar. I saw him out of the corner of my eye. I ran over there and I said, don't touch that. That's for, you know, if you
want
something.
I think he can be honest. Did he actually touch it? He touched it, didn't he?
I was able to stop him.
I went to the grocery store once, and I saw Jeffrey and your whole family was there, and everybody was just running around the produce section, just running circles around it, grabbing everything.
Well, you said one time, wasn't he actually eating an open cheese container at the supermarket? A block of cheese?
No, that wasn't. I didn't see that, but no, that's what I heard.
They were really little at the time.
Dom saw that.
Yeah, was holding a block of cheese. They opened the wrapper and were eating it. What about that time?
I prefer want to forget that. It's in the past.
But he didn't touch the salad.
Yeah, I wasn't going to let him. I wasn't letting him. I mean, with the block of cheese that sort of popped in my head, I'm not letting that happen again. Hell no.
Okay. All right. Well, anyhow, so this woman has been charged with a felony for that, which is probably a good thing. Maybe it will discourage someone in the future from doing something moronic like that again. But you know what? I don't know. I don't even think it would, because
no,
that ice cream licking people, they've been arrested.
Yeah, they've
been charged, and this woman still is.
And I remember the headline with that, the original ice cream video lady said that she was going to get 30 years. So that was out there. Everybody knew that that person got charged for 30 years or was potentially.
But they just can't help themselves. No, they need the attention. They have to.
They got
to
go viral.
I mean, in a literal way of licking that tongue depressor and putting it back in the container. But that also, who would ever think when you go into a doctor's office, it would never cross my mind that someone licked that tongue depressor and put it back in. And you know, now that's going to be in my mind all the time. Every time I go to the doctor's office, I'm going to be worried that someone like Tomas Sharon is just licking it and putting it back in.
No, he doesn't do crazy stuff like that. And plus, I saw a video
of him sitting on your kitchen floor yesterday hammering it.
Well, he was hammering a cardboard box.
Yeah.
But did you call home and tell him?
I called home already yesterday.
And what did you say?
I just said, I told Mary, you know, I forgot to bring it up to Mary Elizabeth to check in on I got to make sure I bring that up again.
I remember you were talking to her yesterday on the phone. She just hung up on you.
Yeah, because she heard Dieter's big mouth. I mean, she knows your habits of eavesdropping on my phone calls.
No, you make a big production every time you call, dude. It's a big production.
Hey, yeah, you're standing in the middle of everybody yelling into your phone. I don't think we weren't like trying to actively listen.
I wasn't yelling. I was just talking to my phone like a normal, insane human being.
And what were you saying in the background, Dieter?
I was talking to Snitzer Charlie. I wasn't even talking to Jeffrey. And she heard my voice and just hung up. And Jeffrey's like, Mary, hello? Hello? Where'd you go?
Lisa, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Lisa.
Hi, Rover. What's up?
Hey, what's happening?
I have a story about, you know, reaching your hand into, like, the quote-unquote salad bar.
Yeah.
We were at a yogurt place, and my daughter, we had went through the line and put all the toppings on the yogurt, and we were sitting eating, and my daughter looks over, and she sees a kid grab one of the spoons from one of the toppings, eat off of it, and put it back in.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. I saw a kid. I've seen this. It was at, like, a buffet, and they had, like, a chocolate fountain. These kids, don't ever eat that in your life. They're sticking their entire hand in the chocolate fountain, just coming back and just licking the palm of their hand.
Oh. And then putting it back again.
Just going back.
Oh, my God.
It's unlimited free chocolate. Wait, why wouldn't you?
And people allow their kids to do this?
No, these people are on their like third trip to the buffet, so they're sitting down eating their like second helping of ribs.
But don't you watch what your kids are doing?
They don't watch.
That kid's running amok. He's just running around.
I mean,
he's covered in chocolate head to toe.
That's crazy. Yeah, well, now those yogurt places, I like all those places, but now that's going to freak me out now, too. Rick, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Rick.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, man.
Just a couple things. I'm from Baltimore, Ohio. There's a small pizza shop there that leaves the paper plates and silverware on the table for people to grab when their pizza comes.
Right.
I used to take my son and his friend there, and his friend would lick the paper plates and silverware and put them back for when, you know, other people came in afterwards.
Why would he do that? Why?
I don't know. And I can't yell at other people's kids, and
I think that's an exception to the rule. I think in that case you
quit licking the village, man. It takes a village.
Yeah, I mean, wow. And so this behavior must have been Do you think that kid's parents had witnessed this and they didn't stop the kid from doing that?
I don't know. He did some other nutty stuff too that, you know, disturbed me. And I just, like I said, I have a problem dealing with other people's kids. So
how old was this kid?
I don't know. I just can't get, he was probably, 12, 13.
Oh my God. 15, so not like five. Wow. 13. Wow.
No, doing it on purpose.
Definitely on purpose. He thought it was funny. It's crazy. And I hate to go to a restaurant these days and their utensils are sitting out. I hate to think what happens to them.
I know. Now it's almost to the point now after these stories, I'm going to have to start carrying my own utensils with me, you know, like at a restaurant.
Yeah, like a small
I just pull out my
pouch.
Own.
Yeah, like a little Ziploc bag. Put your utensils in there and have them with you.
A fanny pack that just has a knife and a fork and a steak knife.
A straw.
Spoon. Yeah,
everything now.
I've got to take a break. We are live in Chicago on board Rolling Glory One, our mobile tour bus studio. We are going to be in Cincinnati on Monday. We're going to do a fan meetup at Rheingeist Brewery Monday. Let me get the time for that, and I'll tell you when we come back. I'll tell you what time we're going to do that Monday in Cincinnati. We'll be right back on Rover's Morning Glory. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. Radio station. Rover's Morning Glory is on your smart speaker. Ask Alexa to play 100.7 WMMS on iHeartRadio. Make sure you check your pants after you listen to RMG, because this show is the literally.
Just all this poop.
Now back to Rover's Morning Glory.
We are live in Chicago on board Rolling Glory One, our mobile tour bus studio. We'll be here this weekend, and then on Monday, we're going to be in Cincinnati. We'll do the show from Cincinnati, and we'll do a fan meetup at Rheingeist Brewery Monday. You want to do 6 p.m. again?
Sounds good to me.
Sounds good, right? All right, 6 p.m., Rheingeist Brewery. We'll do a fan meetup in Cincinnati. Stop by and come out. Say hello to the show. We are not on the air in Cincinnati, so I don't know if we'll have people show up at this thing. I guess you can make the drive down from Dayton, not too far. You can make the drive up from Louisville if you'd like. But we'll be at Rheingeist Brewery Monday, 6 p.m. in Cincinnati, Ohio. Hope to see you over there.
Yeah, Louisville to Cincinnati is only 99 miles.
How would you know that?
Because that was part. I drove through when I went to Memphis. I drove from Cleveland through Columbus, from Columbus to Cincinnati, Cincinnati to Louisville, and Louisville down to Nashville, Tennessee, and then we picked
up. How long is it Louisville to Nashville?
Same distance.
99 miles?
Yeah. I remember the signs, and then from there we drove from Nashville all the way west to towards Memphis.
How long is Nashville to Memphis?
It's about 200 miles.
Who remembers this?
So Louisville to what? To Nashville is?
Now, I believe it's 99 miles. I remember from seeing a sign.
Rover, I just looked
either
it up.
That or 175 miles.
Yeah. Oh, almost double.
Oh, well, hey.
What about Cincinnati to Louisville? Is he right?
He was right about that. That is 99 miles.
It's a weird thing to know.
I know. Isn't that strange? That is just, I don't know. Christina, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Christina.
Good morning. I'm calling in. I have a story to go along with these crazy people that are licking everything.
Yes.
I used to be a waitress a few years ago, and I had a big group of people I was waiting on, a major chain, and these people were letting their children lick the ketchup bottles just so that they would be entertained, so that they'd be quiet. Licking the ketchup bottles. I'm like,
so like the outside of the ketchup bottle, the lid, like what were they licking?
The lids were off, and they were licking where the ketchup was coming out.
Oh, my God.
Like the crusty part?
Yes. Yeah. Because it was keeping them quiet.
So what did you do?
Well, I was allowed to offer them crayons and say, here, you can color to keep the kids entertained. But I was not allowed to say anything else because they could be offended. All I did was throw the stuff out after they left. All we could do.
who wouldn't let you say anything for the fear of offend? I mean, so what if they're offended? Anyone else, everyone else in the restaurant is offended that their kids are licking the ketchup bottles.
The manager. My manager.
Oh, man. That's,
like, were the kids not, like, all there?
No, they were, like, 3 years old.
They were
young kids. Yeah, and the parents just wanted them to be quiet so that they can enjoy their meal.
Well, I'm telling you, these people, they're not, I mean, the parenting these days, it's really incredible what people allow their kids to get away with. I'm surprised they didn't take video of that, post that on Facebook, and think it was funny trying to get a few likes out of that, you know? It's manager, why wouldn't they say something?
Stop licking the ketchup.
Right. I mean, if you don't tell them to stop as a manager of a restaurant, who will? Who will tell them to stop doing that? Tammy wants to know if Jeffrey is wearing the same shirt from yesterday.
Yeah, I gotta change shirts. As a matter of fact, next commercial break, I gotta change the shirts in my own.
Well, why do it in the middle of the commercial break?
I don't know.
Why?
I slept. This is what I wore yesterday, and I was drunk. I mean, I had like two Washington apples, a Fireball, two beers. One of them was one of the local, was from the local brewery in Grand Rapids.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, I was, you know.
I saw him puke at one point.
I didn't puke.
No, into his mouth. He did the puke move, swallowed it back down.
Oh, I did that a couple times too yesterday.
Yesterday?
Yeah.
Really? You were drinking that much?
I think I was just so full. I had this cheeseburger that was the size of my head, and I think I didn't have room for any more alcohol. And B2 just kept handing me shots. She was hanging out with these bikers.
Uh-huh.
Did you see her with these bikers?
I did not.
Well, an entire biker gang in B2.
Uh-huh.
And not B2, a gang. Don't say gang. Oh, you don't like that word.
Sorry, I forgot. Yes, I got yelled at.
Club.
It's always a club.
Uh-huh.
A biker club. She's hanging with the bikers, wearing their cut, too. Wearing their vests.
Yeah.
It was stolen valor.
Yes.
Because well, they were Marines.
Yeah, he was like a former Marine and in a bike club. And she keeps doing shots with them, and I like have to say no. So now it's B2 and a whole biker gang making fun of me because I can't keep up with them.
You can't keep up with a 93-pound girl?
No! She's not stopped doing shots. I swear to God, I saw her do like three in a row. And then she just walks on the bus totally fine. And I'm puking almost.
Crazy, isn't it?
Yes.
Does B2 blonde to this guy now?
Might be. I think lost your wife.
Is that the rule?
I don't know. Yeah.
She's his
bitch now. Yes. Well, I heard a story. I didn't witness this. I heard a story that Dieter stole one of the the motorcycles from this
from the same guy. Yeah,
from this guy who's like in a club or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, club
group
club.
So you just stole his motorcycle?
Well, it was open. It was ready to go.
What'd you do?
Well, of course, we all did shots together. That's a must. You know, these big double shots, they were all passing out.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said, you know, well, my bike's turned on. And it felt like, you know, the weather was nice. And it felt like a good time just to take it. So I just...
Well, I thought he let you sit down just to rev it. And then you just took off. That was like, he's like, Dieter, check how loud this bike is. They're all revving their motorcycles. It's super loud.
Yeah.
And then he's like, Dieter, I want you to sit on it. And then Dieter sits on it. And then he's just gone.
Well, yeah, the kids, I think his son was on the bike next to him, next to me, and he was burning out. He was just making the tire burn all the smoke up, and then I'm on the bike, and I hit the gear, and he goes, oh, you're in first right now. So I was like, oh, I am? And then I just hit the gas, and I just took off. I guess I am in first, and I took off, and then the son followed me, thinking I was stealing his dad's bike. So we're doing a little cat and mouse chase around the block. I did a little bit, and I came back safely. But that was a fast bike.
So we're in Chicago this morning on board Rolling Glory 1, and I see that a story about Chicago came out. Not a shooting or gang violence or anything. This is a different one. This is the Chicago Transit Authority. They are implementing a new thing where they are producing buttons that pregnant riders can wear, and it says baby on board, and it's designed to get people to give up their seats pregnant women. So if you're riding on the train in Chicago, on the L, they want you to get up and give your seat to a pregnant woman.
If now, you're a fat chick, wouldn't you just wear this?
Sure, why not?
Why not?
I mean,
you're mad that a guy has to give up a seat for a pregnant lady? You think the guy should have to do that?
I'm mad about the button. I think.
Wait, so the girl just wears the button saying I'm pregnant.
It, right.
Pretty much.
It's expecting. You're expecting to grab my seat.
Yeah, but I think you should give up a seat. You're carrying a second body in you.
Sometimes. I don't know. I like to think I'm that sort of guy, but half the time I'm not.
They say that these mothers-to-be have had enough of being forced to stand up on the trains, and they want people to give up their seats for them. Now, all right, that's fine. If a guy wants to volunteer giving up his seat.
If you want to do it.
But I don't think you can be upset when people don't. Because guess what? You volunteered to get knocked up. Like, that was your decision.
Yeah.
My decision was to sit in this seat and look at you standing there. That's my choice.
And be a lazy ass?
Sure. I mean...
I like having a good sit. It's one of my favorite things. Just sitting down.
But she has way more pressure on her body.
Okay, but you don't find it. What she was getting into, right?
I don't care if some guy does it or if you do it. It's just the expectation that she's wearing this button telling people, give me your seat. I think that's a bit much.
Are we past just giving up seats for any women? Isn't that how you're supposed to do it? Or
it all depends. Again, sometimes I'm in the mood and I feel like it. If it's like an old lady, I'll get up. But sometimes...
I think we're past that, Snitch.
It's every person for themselves?
Every man, woman, and child for themselves. Because everyone wants equality now. So being equal means that I get to sit down if I got there first. And you, as a pregnant woman, sorry, honey, you got in here last. I mean,
it's kind of sexist for Snitzer to assume that a woman isn't able to just stand up on a train the whole time, isn't it? But women are too weak to stand.
That's right.
I think women are strong and empowered, and they can prove that I'm the weakling. I'm the one that has to sit.
Then they shouldn't have these buttons.
866-YO-ROVER, 866-967-6837. Now, I don't know what the buttons are going to say. They say that they are still finalizing the messaging that and design that's going to be on these buttons, but they're buttons that pregnant riders can wear to let other riders know they need a seat.
I mean, that's kind of dumb, yeah.
I mean, I just think that's some nerve. That's some gall that you're like, hey, I should be able to sit down in your seat. You get up. You got here first. You get up. I want to take your seat because I decided that I'm pregnant. I want to have a kid.
It's just common courtesy.
Yes. No, it is courtesy. That's the whole thing. It's a courtesy. I'm willing to do this. That's up to me. It's telling me that I have to do it. Where do you stand on the parking spot for pregnant ladies?
Are they taking a handicap spot? Or just any spot.
Sometimes you'll see one next to a handicap spot.
Oh, maternity parking.
My wife was pregnant. Yeah,
I don't really have an issue with that. Now, what I would say is, if I pull up into a parking spot, let's say I love getting a good parking spot.
Who doesn't?
So let's say I pull into a big shopping center, and boom, right there, right next to the door, there's a parking spot. I pull in, and then a pregnant woman pulls up behind me. Hey, I'm pregnant.
Okay,
can
right.
I get your spot?
Yes.
What do you think? I'm going to back up? I'm going to give up my parking spot? I don't think so.
So you would suggest almost have a special seat on the subway cars, one seat or two seats reserved for pregnant ladies, where nobody can sit.
I've seen this before.
The pregnant person.
I don't know if it was.
I think you could sit there until a pregnant person comes up, because otherwise it's a wasted seat.
That's
great. But they won't get up. You're already sitting there. You're like, oh, I didn't see the sign. Then you want me to get up?
No, you get a ticket or something. You're removed from the train for a week.
866-YO-ROVER, 866-967-6837. Mike in Dayton. You're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, what's up, Rover?
Hey, man.
What's up, Dater?
Yo!
Hey, you know how many fat women are going to take advantage of that on that subway?
Oh, come on. Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is going to backfire on the Chicago Transit Authority. I'm telling you. You're right. This is going to, and it's going to cause, they're going to be, I can foresee.
Lazy, fat people saying they're pregnant.
I can foresee confrontations coming.
Yes.
Because of this. I got my button on, and, you know, some guy sitting there reading the newspaper, and he doesn't want to get up.
How do they prove that you're pregnant? You just tell them you're fat and you're pregnant, you want a button?
Yeah, I don't know how they should
have to pee on a stick or something.
I don't think they're going to require that. I think you just get the button somehow from the Chicago Transit Authority.
Or another ruse that these fat women can get the button is to say, hey, look, I need to get this button for a friend of mine who's pregnant, you know, and then they go and use it to take advantage of it because, I mean, I just don't, I mean.
What? That's seen, an extra layer.
I'm just trying to add another angle to how these women will acquire this button.
I'm just trying to follow it.
So, but if a pregnant, I mean, if I see a pregnant woman and I'm tired, I don't know what I would do at that
point.
So
you're saying you want to get up.
On mood.
You
want to get up. Depends on my mood. I was like, I'll be like, okay, just so I'll probably just do it for avoiding any confrontation.
He won't get up.
He won't get up.
He'd be playing that, whatever that game is on his phone. He would never notice that.
Woodblock. Brooke in West Palm Beach. You're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Brooke.
Good morning, guys.
Hi.
So this is how I feel about the situation. I mean, I'm all for men wearing dresses, women wearing pants. I don't care. You know, the equality thing is, it is what it is. It doesn't matter. The fact of a pregnant woman having to stand up on a bus, if there's an accident or, you know, even if, you know, they get tapped, whatever, you go over a big bump. This woman falls over. She's now at a risk of losing her baby. So, I mean, a man falls over, you know, twists his wrist or sprains his ankle, you know, it's not going to be as major as losing a life.
That would hurt. Like,
well, that's how it started.
Pregnant ladies had to sit down because of an accident. They weren't be injured as much.
I don't think that's. I think they just they have so much weight that they're carrying around on their swollen ankles that's why they want to sit down. Is what I think.
Well, yeah, they're obviously more top heavy. I mean, they're like a weevil, but the weevil's gonna fall over because you know
sure.
it's for me, it's more of a safety issue. Like if I see an elderly person. You know, same thing. An elderly person falls over, they might, you know, break their back as opposed to us, you know, falling on our knee and hurting it. They'll you know, pop something out of place. So it's, yeah, it's more like a health thing.
No, I understand what you're saying. You could be right. It might be a safety thing. However, still don't think people should be required to give up their seat.
Exactly.
For a pregnant
It's a requirement woman. Issue.
I mean, if you're that worried about being injured, maybe you don't ride the subway in, right?
Yeah, walk.
Thomas, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Thomas.
Yo.
All
right, so back to the maternity parking. Back when my wife was pregnant, I used to literally take her everywhere just so I can get that good parking spot.
Yeah, they have those prime expectant mother spots. Now, that does beg the question, should men sue those stores for those parking spaces because we're being discriminated against? It's impossible for us to become pregnant. We cannot get those prime parking spaces.
Unless you get like a fake handicap.
I think a lawsuit could be on the horizon.
Well, have you been to Lowe's lately?
No.
I went to Lowe's. There's so many spots versus handicap in the front.
Okay.
Then it's for the vets. They have their own parking spots.
Okay.
And then maternity mothers. So by the time you get any spots,
you're 10 rows back.
You're 100 yards down the parking lot.
How far was that?
100 yards, man.
I don't even drive that far.
It's great for the vets. I love that they do that. But there's so many spots now, you can't get a close spot anywhere when you go to these places.
Some places have the chargers in the closer spots. If you want to do the chargers, and then some spots.
Charger, like for electric cars?
I don't know. Like at Walmart?
Yeah.
Is that for the electric cars? They have like the closest spots are for handicapped and then the charging stations. And
well, they shouldn't get a front spot just because you have an electric car.
No, because they're saving the environment.
Oh,
that's why they get
out of here.
The closest spot.
That's not fair.
I think that's the reason why.
And then not only the maternity and the vets and the handicap, then they have in-store pickup or like if you ordered.
Well, that one makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah, pick up.
Why do you get privileged?
Because you're just going in for 5 minutes. You're going in to pick up and walk right out.
So what? But you add all that together.
You're not taking the spot.
But they want to make it convenient for people. That's the point of the in-store pickup. Yeah. Right, exactly. Yeah.
Are you upset with curbside-to-go spots, Dougie?
Oh, that's great.
I don't do curbside-to-go.
Who doesn't do curbside-to-go?
Do you go in to be seen?
I go in to be seen.
Did you do your pickup? You actually go inside to pick up your food instead of them bringing it to the curbside?
I haven't done curbside. I haven't done that, and I can't tell you how long. I used to do
who
it.
Doesn't?
Do you believe that?
If it's available, who wouldn't use it?
Yeah, why wouldn't she use that?
Don't you go to one restaurant a lot that has it, and you go in?
Buffalo Wild Wings?
Yeah, don't they have that?
No, you walk in.
You have to go inside for that.
Yeah. All right, never mind.
Ahmad or Ahmad. I'm not sure how you pronounce it. In Youngstown, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for chewing that up for me.
So how is it? How is it pronounced?
Ahmad.
Like Ahmad. Okay, gotcha. All right. All right, go ahead.
So with the whole thing, you know, with the pregnant ladies on the bus and everything, like in Pittsburgh, I was living in Pittsburgh for a while. And in the front section of the bus, like where the handicap section goes, like they even have it posted in there, like on a wall in the front. Like if you're sitting here and somebody who obviously needs to be sitting in the front, either like elderly or handicapped or whatever, please get up and make a seat available for them.
Right.
You know, like, and it makes sense, you know, because like, you know, I could be, you know, if I gained like 80 pounds, that happens in slow enough of a progression that my body's used to holding that extra 80 pounds up. Pregnant lady, you know what I mean? Once they hit, what, like 5-6 months, all of a sudden they got this big, booming belly on them. They kind of suffer. Their weight, they get swollen ankles and, like, you know, all this other biological issues. And, you know, they kind of, I feel like they need to be able to sit down every once in a while.
Yeah, I look, hey, it's a courteous thing to do. I just don't like being shamed and guilted into it, like with these buttons.
If you were sitting there and a big pregnant woman came in, she wasn't wearing a button,
I'd pretend like I didn't see her.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. I'm on my phone. I'm just, look at the, I'm really involved in this.
So you'd know, and you'd purposely look away.
And then
I'd let,
like, a real gentleman.
Okay.
Give up his seat.
Hoping somebody else is more courteous. Okay.
That's right. I've got to take a break. We are live in Chicago on board Rolling Glory 1 Monday. We're going to be in Cincinnati. We have a fan meetup Monday evening, 6 p.m., Rheingeist Brewery in Cincinnati. Come by and say hello. We'll see you then. We'll be right back on Rover's Morning Glory. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. WMMS.
Trailblazing into uncharted territory. Come along for the ride. It's Rover's Morning Glory.
We are in Chicago this morning on board Rolling Glory 1, our mobile tour bus studio. We have the Shizzy coming up in just a moment. What do you have on the way, Dougie?
There are only 3 music videos in the history of YouTube that have been viewed more than 1 billion times. I want to see if you can guess what they are, because we have a new one that has joined the top 3. Third place, what it is, but can you guess what they are next?
All right, we'll get to that in just a moment. Here is, if you're watching RMG TV, I think I might have seen this video before in the past. We were talking about people doing things, licking things and putting it back, or Jeffrey's son grabbing things out of a salad bar at a store. Here is a guy at a Whole Foods, I believe, at the salad bar, just eating the soup right out of the
ladle.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Does he put it back in?
No.
Well, it doesn't matter if he does or not. It's a ladle. Of course he's going to
put it. No, but if you just put it aside, it just puts it right back in. Yeah.
Destroyed the whole soup.
They've infiltrated my spot now. Come on.
Can you believe that? I don't know. Is this like it seems to be an older guy. Is he senile or something?
He's just going for it.
At that age, you just don't care.
Yeah, just doing it. Go.
All right, that soup looks good. Let me try a little sample right now. Okay. All right, Dougie, are you ready for the Shizzy?
Yep.
Hear the Shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
Authorities are investigating the deaths of 2 Pennsylvania sewage workers. They were found unconscious at the bottom of a 30-foot manhole yesterday. The victims, both males in their 20s, were conducting some tests on the sewer system in Alden, which is located along the southeastern portion of the state. They said that coworkers a few blocks away said they lost contact with the pair, and they found the men unresponsive when they went to check on them. This was about noon yesterday, so now investigators are trying to figure out what the hell happened with all of that. How much do you have to cut in your diet? How many calories do you have to cut out of your daily intake in order to improve your heart health and to lose weight? You might
think
it
depends how much you're eating in the first place, right?
Well, apparently, according to a new study, they found that if you cut 300 calories, even if you're healthy and you're slim and you're in shape, if you cut 300 calories, that is enough to benefit your heart and to keep you even more healthy than you already are. They say a simple lifestyle change that can lead to a huge payoff in heart health. They say that the cardiovascular disease, diabetes, obesity, and people who followed this calorie restriction diet for 2 years had lower blood pressure, lower total cholesterol, lower risk of metabolic syndrome, and overall improvement. So if you are kind of just like blah, if you cut 300 calories out of your diet, that will improve your lifestyle. So they say the biggest thing is don't eat after dinner. If you can do a little bit of that fasting and if you can expand after dinner and not eat until later on in the morning the next day, that's a huge help. It is the intermittent fasting. Are you still dieting, Rover, on your end?
Yes. How about you? Are you starting over? Is this day one all over again?
No.
You just have given up?
No, I'm not giving up. But
vacation's over, yeah.
I'm going for a workout today, so I'm not giving up.
She was all into intermittent fasting. Remember, she was going to do that? How's that working out for you?
I've just got back from vacation, so I mean, I'm not on anything. I'm going to go work out today. I just asked a simple question. I don't know why you're turning it back on.
No, I'm just because you, okay. I'm just
according
wondering if
to
you,
a new survey of medical marijuana.
Bad mode.
Nope, you're just irritating. According to a new survey of medical marijuana users in Colorado, weed might be just as effective as common painkillers. 65% of marijuana users said that they light up for pain management, and 80% of these smokers say it's extremely helpful when they are trying to manage their pain. There's still a lot to learn about the effects of marijuana, and some health officials are encouraged by the results of the study because it might lead to fewer people getting hooked on opioids and other hard drugs when battling pain. Did you guys get high yesterday?
Oh, that's a good question. Jeffrey, what are you... You turned your head. You immediately tried to avoid that question.
No, it's that because, unfortunately, no.
It's no because, unfortunately, no. Is that what you just said?
Yeah, apparently, no. I didn't get toke up while we were in Grand Rapids.
A lot of people offering the weed at the bar.
Mm-hmm.
But I couldn't take it because we're leaving. So and I kept asking, well, can we just roll a joint at the bar? And they said, no, that's still very illegal. You'll get really arrested if you do that. So wasn't able to do it.
Mm. All right. And so one smoked.
No, we didn't get to talk.
A lot of offers, though.
A lot of offers, I would say.
All right.
Disney Channel has canceled the red carpet premiere event for Descendants 3. And this is because one of the stars, Cameron Boyce, it passed away. Remember, he had epilepsy and then he died recently, a seizure. And so they were supposed to have this big premiere, but they are going to do something a little bit different because they didn't want to be overly, you know, they wanted to be respectful of his death. Mm. And he was 20 years old when he died in his sleep this month after a seizure. Jeffrey, did you notice that Twitter was out or down yesterday? Did anyone notice?
Yeah, I kind of noticed that when I wanted to go scroll through Twitter. It says, you know, we can't retrieve your tweets, and it says try again later. So, yeah, I got a little, I just rolled with it.
You got a little antsy, didn't you?
Yeah, where do you go to Facebook? You
know, sometimes I'll see a tweet from, like, ABC News or Ringside News,
right.
You know.
Ringside News is what I always look forward to.
Doesn't matter. I mean, it's like sometimes I'll scroll through, and sometimes I'll find an interesting news story, and I'll click on that, and I'll read it.
Right.
So
I didn't even know it was down yesterday. I just saw this story this morning when I woke up. It was down in the afternoon and back up. Everything is good, according to Twitter. The outage was caused by an internal configuration change. So a lot of people were upset with that. It also came at the same time that President Trump, remember, he was in the news yesterday because he was having a little social media summit at the White House.
Mm.
I was watching when we were in a hotel, when we were at the hotel room, we were watching a small snippet of that of this social media conference.
And what'd you learn?
And Trump was just cracking jokes, you know, people were laughing. I didn't really learn anything from it. You know, I didn't pay much attention to it.
It looked like two people almost got into a fight in front of the lawn of the White House. Did you see that?
Over what?
The social media shutdown. And these two guys went outside, like some guy from CNN and some guy from the White House, and they're like, come on, let's go outside. Let's handle this right now. They're yelling at each other. They almost got into a fight. You didn't see that?
I didn't see that at all.
There is an Italian restaurant. The Villa Italian Kitchen restaurant chain has a new product that's just pizza crusts. They say it's because that they know the crust is everyone's part of the pizza. I'm not sure if that's
everyone's part of the pizza.
Everyone's favorite part of the pizza.
Oh, no. I like the actual pizza is my favorite part.
Yeah, I like the whole crust. The crust is not everyone's.
The crust, I thought, is people's least favorite part of the pizza, isn't it?
Yeah, a lot of people don't even eat that.
I eat the crust.
I mean, the crust.
Especially if it's nice, especially if it's soft.
That's where you have to add something. That's the main part where if you dip your pizza in ranch or that garlic sauce from Papa John's, you got to dip the crust into there because the crust is so dry.
Well, they think there's a market for crusts only, and the item is added to the menu. It's called Just the Crust, and it's 5 pieces of pizza crust in a box.
So breadsticks.
Yeah, it says breadsticks.
Where are they doing with the pizza part?
Give it to the homeless people. They cut it off.
You think they're making the pizza and actually cutting off the crust?
If you see the picture, it looks like crust snitzer.
It is really? Not breadsticks.
It's not breadsticks. It's crust.
Well, can't you just make the pizza dough, you know, you flatten it out into a circle, then cut out the whole middle part of it so it's just the crust remaining and then slide that through the oven?
Hey, I guess. If you're nuts.
Dog, the bounty hunter's son, Leland Chapman, was in the hospital. And remember, Dog's wife, Beth Chapman, she just passed away. Well, now his son was hospitalized. It's not that big of a deal, but still. Leland, I guess, was on a chase. He was working with his dad. There was the first case they did after Beth's death. And they were chasing a domestic violence suspect when the younger man suffered a torn ligament in his knee while he was tackling the fugitive. So he had to be hospitalized, but he's okay. And then finally, only 3 music videos in the history of YouTube have been viewed more than 1 billion times. Third
All right, what are they? Hold on a second.
Psy, Gangnam Style.
Psy for sure.
Because I remember that when that one hit a billion.
I thought that was the first one that hit a billion, wasn't it?
And my other guess, Justin Bieber's Baby. I remember that one was the most viewed video for the longest time.
No. Gangnam Style is the most viewed. So that's number one. Number two.
Not the history of dance, is it?
No.
Okay.
The number 3 spot just joined this elite group this week. And the number 3 spot goes to The Weeknd, Can't Feel My Face. So that's
really?
That's in third place. And number 2 is Justin Bieber. Not Baby, but Despacito.
Oh, I couldn't stand that song.
That isn't that Luis Fonsi, I think, or something? And
Bieber.
All right, okay.
There you go.
Now, all right, go on. I'm sorry. That's go ahead, Douche.
That's it. Did you have to say something?
No, I was surprised that there wasn't another song that was up there in the top 3.
What?
Well, I you got to give me a second here, Douche, please. Go on.
Real quick, here's that pizza crust. It looks like used pizza.
That's what I'm telling you.
That looks disgusting. It
looks like they made pizza and then
flipped somebody's table. They cleaned it up with somebody's table. Oh, here, let's sell this.
Oh, disgusting. I ate pizza crust out of the garbage one time.
Why?
I came back to the dorm in college, and I was so freaking hungry. I had nothing. Nothing was open. I had nothing in my college fridge. And I walked past. There's just trash cans there, and somebody just took the pizza box. Like, it was open, and they just threw it in the trash right on the top. But it was open, and it was just pizza crust.
In your dorm? So, like, this is your roommate's trash?
Well, it's everybody's, like, on the floor.
Okay.
So, I don't know who did it, but I was so drunk, I was so hungry, and I just see, like, 5 pieces of pizza crust. I'm like, that looks so good. You know, I look both ways, and I'm like, I'm going to do it. I'm just going to be a homeless person, and I ate the crust.
That's disgusting.
Oh, yeah. I regret that.
There you go. That's the Shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
Experience Rover's Morning Glory like never before with the RMG app. Stream audio and video, access your RMG Plus account, and more. Download it.
for free in the App Store today.
Brandy, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning.
Hello.
Or is it Brant? Brant, I think. B-R-A-A-T.
Yeah.
Brant, good morning.
Yeah, you think. Yeah, Brandy's somebody else. That's pretty
well, I just saw Brandy. I just saw Brant in Chicago. I figured that the phone screener had misspelled Brandy in Chicago. But no, it's Brant. Good morning.
No. Yeah, I've been a fan for since you guys were on here at the. And the one with CKC, I think.
That's right, yes.
Back.
Yes.
Yeah. Where you guys at, man? I'd like to come by and check you out.
Well, to be honest with you, I don't know where we're at. We're just in a parking lot somewhere. We pulled in the middle of the night, and we're broadcasting essentially from a nice parking lot somewhere. And Jeffrey has been already, people have been hitting Jeffrey up. In fact, Brandy from Chicago.
Going right to the source of information.
Already hit Jeffrey up via text message. I didn't know that those two communicated via text.
She has your number?
She's always had my number.
Oh, forever? Oh,
forever? We've had each other's numbers for a while.
How'd that happen?
So, I think she reached out. I forgot the genesis of that, but we really talked. She's working. I'm working.
You forgot the genesis? This is Brandy in Chicago who used to send nude photos and straight up porno, too, if I remember correctly. Or no, was that? That's really? Maybe I'm thinking.
I think it was her.
Was it her?
You guys mentioned it frequently, yes. She never sent me the stuff.
She never sent me any of the stuff either. So.
I see pictures of her. She's kind of hot, really, as I recall.
I think I have some nudes of her. Maybe Brant, if you swing by, I'll show them to you. So, Brant, I guess Brant has a question then. Are you guys going to do a fan meetup? I was just looking at my schedule. I have a dinner tonight with people. I have stuff tomorrow with people. I don't know what time a fan meetup could occur. Now, maybe Charlie, you guys can just do something informal, perhaps. Maybe tweet out where you're going to be or something.
As opposed to an official
fan meetup.
This is an unofficial meetup.
That's right.
We'll do something tonight. I don't know. It's Friday, so like 8-ish, I'm guessing. 9? What do you think, Peter?
Yeah, there's something tonight.
I don't know. I don't know the area, so I don't know where to go.
All right.
I don't know where we're staying or anything, so I don't know. What boys town you said you want to go to, Dieter?
That was Jeffrey.
Okay, I don't know what that is.
You're down.
Just guys hanging out, having a good time.
Here is the
cold ones.
This is the song that reached over a billion views on YouTube. Oh, that was the end of it.
Oh.
There. Oh,
this is the one.
Defecato, bring that he makes it to the toilet seat, though. Before he launches brown nuclear torpedoes, an avalanche of diarrhea on his feet, though. Defecato, chunks of corn slop plumping up his jeans, though. Pumping hot sewage bursting at the seams, though. Oozing brown sludge like a bean burrito.
There you go. That has reached over a billion views on YouTube. Justin Bieber and Luis Fonsi. This song came out a couple of years ago. You remember that one? A classic, right, Jeffrey?
I wasn't a Justin Bieber.
Oh, you weren't listening to that one right there? You didn't listen to that?
Sounds like Taint Smasher.
No, that was Justin Bieber. Yeah.
What was the other, Rover? What was the other one that reached a billion?
It was Gangnam Style and what's that?
What was the other one?
I can't feel my face.
Yeah.
Oh, I feel his breath on me. It stinks like donkey dung. And he'll always be so damn dirty with turds and juicy runs. So filthy, covered with sewage. He sprays it from his bum on his clothes. On his clothes. He told me he polished his anus. He told me he even brushed his teeth. And I hate it. Yes, I hate it. I
Jeffrey.
Yeah, I hate it. I see giant stains and lots of poop. Lots of poop.
There you go. Reached a billion views on YouTube.
Both of those.
The third song to do that.
I saved a video for you, the video that Dieter was talking about, so I didn't get to watch it. I don't know if it's good, but it's the argument on the White House front lawn. It's called White House.
All right. Give me one second.
It looks like it's... What's this guy's name? Sebastian Gorka? Is that his name?
Yes.
It's Gorka versus Karam. And Karam, I think, is a Playboy journalist?
It's a CNN.
Okay.
CNN analyst.
Oh, okay. Well, then maybe you got in two different arguments. Well, so you have one. Or maybe you just on a tear yesterday.
You are a punk. You're not a journalist. You're a punk.
Go home. Go home. Hey, good job.
I have no idea what's going on.
Just weird that's happening in the White House lawn. Who's this Gorka guy?
I don't know. He was some weirdo that they brought into the administration. I didn't think he still works there.
Okay, though.
I didn't think.
He doesn't. He was invited to the social media
summit.
Yeah.
And what was he? What was this?
I think he might just be like a troll, like a right wing troll online now. I'm not sure what he does.
David, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, David.
Yo, how's it going?
Hey, what's happening?
I had a question for Jeffrey. Is he awake today? I know he's taking a nap yesterday.
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, Jeffrey. You know, you've been on the bus for a couple of days now. I was wondering if we can get a check on your undies.
Why do you want to check my underwear for?
Because I want you to check on these nuts, pal.
Check on your own nuts, pal. You want to do that. Check your own nuts while you're at it. And matter of fact, to better rub them in your face.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. I've got to take a break. We are live in Chicago on board Rolling Glory 1. On Monday, we're going to be in Cincinnati. Rheingeist Brewery will do a fan meetup Monday evening, 6 p.m. there in Cincinnati. Stop by and say hello. We had a good time in Grand Rapids last night.
Oh, it was awesome.
It's a great time.
Grand Rapids is a fun town.
Did you meet the guy who decided to bring his wife of 2 years? It was their anniversary. That was the anniversary gift. Bringing her to our fan meetup so that Jeffrey could try to motorboat her.
Boy, I don't recall that, but I just have to probably think of the saddest looking girl there, probably. It was her. Okay.
Snitcher's got those pictures, too, of the girl denying Jeffrey the motorboat. If you want to save those, or Snitcher can put them up.
All right. Let me. Do you have those snits?
Yeah.
Let me see it.
Let's pop it up here.
I don't know if it's worth the wait here, but
I know it's gotta.
That's her.
So this is Jeffrey going in on this woman for a motorboat.
Uh-huh.
And then
he said nah.
Yeah. Then did you say he said nah?
No, Jeffrey
didn't
say
nah.
Oh, okay.
The woman said no.
Okay. Oh. So Jeffrey was going to motorboat this woman, and then he was denied.
Backed out. Yeah.
Why didn't you go in for that? There's cleavage there.
She said no, so I wasn't I'm not getting. Right. You think I'm getting hashtag me too? You got to be out of your mind, dude.
Charlie, smile.
Yeah, no, she's very nice.
She's very nice. Very
I've got to take a break. We will be right back on Rover's Morning Glory. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory.
Radio station.
Rover's Morning Glory is on your smart speaker. Ask Alexa to play 100.7 WMMS on iHeartRadio.
R-O-V-E-R. Virtually every radio. This is Rover's Morning Glory.
Live in Chicago on board Rolling Glory 1, our mobile tour bus studio. 866-YO-ROVER. 866-967-6837. Theater's here. Charlie's here. Jeffrey's here. Snitzer is here. We're all on board Rolling Glory 1. Doogie is back in the main studio. David in Memphis, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Rover. Yo, Rover, what's up?
I just have a question. Man.
Where did Doogie find this list? Because I Googled it, and there's 163 videos with over a billion views. And the Wikipedia has Despacito at 6.2 billion, Baby Sharks at 3.3 billion. Like, where did this list come from?
It is very interesting. And she said that Baby by Justin Bieber was not on the list. It has 2.1 billion views.
Baby Shark, the song that, like, sweeps the nation for kids.
Yeah. I know which one you're talking about. But Baby, the one that she said, the one that she said was not over a billion, has 2.1 billion.
The Wikipedia is, like, way different.
I have
Explain yourself.
I am. I have a prep service that Dieter and I use, and part of it is Hollywood Headlines, is what it's called. And it says verbatim, only three music videos in the history of YouTube have been viewed more than 1 billion times.
I'm sure it's not more than 10 billion. Could it be 10 billion?
It says more than 1 billion times. So.
Well, we have a lot here that are over a billion.
Okay, I know. I thought it was interesting that this was the story, but they must have given us the wrong one.
The wrong info.
Yep.
Angie in Grand Ledge, Michigan. You're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Angie.
Good morning. How are you today?
Hi. What's happening?
Nothing. I just thought I would let you know. My daughter Ariel and I came to see you guys last night in Grand Rapids.
Oh.
And it was we had a great time. We had dinner at the garage bar. Delicious food. Awesome service. We got to meet Jeffrey. That's why we went.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you wanted to meet him?
Yes, my daughter especially. I think she might have a crush on him.
A little crush on him. Now, did she let Jeffrey motorboat her or anything?
Turn your mic on.
I was hoping he would ask, but he was a complete gentleman.
Yeah.
He was nice.
I'm glad you had a good time. I think everyone on the show, are you guys a little bit hungover today?
Oh, my God. Yes. And the time change.
Oh, I know.
Threw us off. And there's a lot of people, they love shots there, I noticed.
Oh, a lot of shots. Back to back. It's like all they were drinking.
Yeah.
And craft, heavy craft beer.
And we had to wake up an hour early because moving over to Chicago puts us on Central Time. Right. And that's
not really an hour early, though.
What do you
mean? It is.
No, you're still waking up at the same time. You always wake up. You're just in a different location.
No, you're losing.
That's wrong. We lost an hour, Charlie.
Because we're
the
out.
Clocks.
No. We were out at
the further
time.
You go,
the show starts the same time
wherever
you got to wake up.
The show starts at the same time wherever
you're at. Out basically an hour later than
normal. Yeah. We lost an hour.
Yeah, we lost an hour.
You think you got 8 hours of sleep? It was 7.
No, I didn't get 8 hours of sleep.
No, that's to say, if you went to bed whenever we got back, instead of getting 8 hours, it was 7.
No.
Yes. Charlie, look at the time. Look at
I know
your
what time.
Look what your phone
what
says.
Saying.
Look
I know
what
your
saying, computer says. It says two different things.
Your minds can't understand that we're waking up at the same time.
No, you're totally wrong.
It doesn't matter where
we're
at.
We were out till say, 9 o'clock in Eastern time.
We could be
that's 10 o'clock
in
Central.
Japan, and it wouldn't matter. Okay. We're still waking up at the same time to do
it's
the
not,
show.
It's 10 o'clock Central. Snitch.
What?
Snitch said if we're
I meant backwards.
Yeah, you said it wrong. It's 8 o'clock Central.
Explain it, Snitz.
Please.
What? No. That's fine.
Somebody it's 7:38 here, and it's 8:38 back home.
Yeah. We started the show at the same time. We got that, but we actually lost an hour, if you can put that through your minds.
But when you went to sleep, you were still in Michigan, so you went to sleep at Eastern time still, and then just because you crossed the state line doesn't mean you still woke up at the same time that you would have woken up.
That's not true.
Yes, it is. Rover, no. realizes this now.
No,
he won't defend it anymore.
But
I just made you woke
to
this.
We lost an hour by going to sleep in a different time zone.
I guess technically.
Yeah, that's the whole point.
But you didn't actually lose any sleep. Just the clock says a different time where we're sitting.
No, you're wrong. Because I set my alarm, and instead of setting it for 6, and it said 8 hours of sleep, I set it to 5, and then it goes 7 hours of sleep. It tells you how much sleep I get. Instead, I was getting 7, Charlie.
If we would have drove right to Gary, Indiana, is that Eastern time?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I've never been there.
Let's pretend it is.
All right, yeah.
You'd still be waking up at the same time. You still would have went to sleep at the same time. You would have woke up at the same time. It's just the clock says a different thing. You still got the same amount of sleep. I am hungover, though, to answer your question.
Well, yeah, I am. No matter how much sleep I got, it seems to me like I lost an hour.
I tell you, we lost an hour.
No. I don't know. I have to think about this.
We're all in agreement. Jeffrey's with me, Rover and Snitch.
Did we lose an hour?
Jeffrey, the math expert.
Because even though
we went to bed in the Eastern time zone, when we crossed into Chicago, into the Central time zone, we knew we had to get up an hour earlier than normal. So technically we lost an hour's sleep.
Jeffrey is the definitive answer.
Jeffrey actually gained an hour because you slept through the whole show.
I was only late by a minute. The minute I heard Rover throw, I was like, oh crap, I better get my ass out of my bunk and get in my chair and be on the show.
You had a sprint down the hallway to get there.
Well, you mean sprint from my bunk to here, which is about maybe not even... I'd say at least about a yard and a half.
How far?
A yard?
Greg, about maybe 2 yards.
You're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Greg.
Good morning, Rover. C-O-1.
Hey, Arbe.
Hey, so Jack said that he didn't partake in any marijuana last night, and he looked really hungover this morning. But I wanted to ask, what about the video on Dieter's Instagram last night smelling that real stinky good stuff?
Oh, yeah, Dieter showed me this bag. Well, let me finish. Dieter showed me this bag of reefer that he had, and we were walking through the hotel. I've seen the video already, so I know what the video they're talking about. And it was just, I take a whiff of that. I was like, that's some good you-know-what.
I thought you didn't get any weed, Dieter.
Oh, I didn't say that.
Well, the video's on Instagram.
You asked Jeffrey, and I just said, yeah. I just stay quiet. Can't confirm or deny.
Oh, wow.
The fans are very nice there.
So why post that on Instagram? That seems stupid.
Why? It's just a video showing Jeffrey's reaction to how strong it smelled.
He just goes, oh, that's some good stuff, man.
I got that line from Revenge of the Nerds when the guys from the fraternity were checking him out. And the one guy, not Bernie Casey's character, but the other guy, he said,
oh, boy. Charlie, you were diagnosed with some sort of what is it? Anxiety or some sort of mental issue?
Yeah, just mental.
Mental.
Yeah. Well, that's what anxiety is. Yeah.
Well, that's a mental issue.
It's a mental problem.
Yeah, it's a mental. But what do you think?
It's all made up in my head. It's not actually a real thing.
Right.
It's just in my head.
I think that person's crazy. So is it a form of craziness?
Well, it's a mental issue,
is it not?
It's a mental problem. Yeah.
Okay.
But it's not the same as like
PTSD or somebody that I think that went through something traumatic. I think of
I'm not saying I have PTSD.
There's researchers that have determined that all of these diagnoses of mental illness. There's different things. You could be schizophrenic. You could be manic, depressive, whatever, all these different things. They say that those are entirely useless definitions and that it is complete and utter nonsense. This is scientific research that was done on this. They say that if you read the symptoms of all of these, a lot of them overlap quite a bit. Schizophrenia, the depressive disorders, anxiety disorders, which is what you have, and that they all are pretty much, they don't take into account people's any trauma that's happened to someone. And they say, look, people need individualized treatment plans. You can't just say that someone has some sort of disease, diagnosis, and that's it.
I mean, there's different, it's a spectrum, Rover.
Yeah. But they're saying that it's just made up, so. It's completely made up.
People actually have these issues.
People have problems,
but they don't have
to try and categorize them as schizophrenic or anxiety.
Schizophrenia, that's when you hear voices, right?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah. Is that multiple personality or is that different?
I think that's a form of schizophrenia.
Okay.
I think. Or it's a subset of, I don't know.
Okay. Well, what does it mean? What do you mean it's made up? I mean, people do hear voices.
Sure, but
there are crazy. You see a person walking in the street, they're talking to themselves.
But what they're saying is that
in their pants,
that each person, you may be diagnosed with something, with a particular mental illness. Your form is anxiety. You have anxiety. Yeah. But that doesn't mean that your anxiety is the same as someone else's anxiety. Like if I have if I have chickenpox.
It's chicken pox.
It's chicken pox. Well, yeah, we all know it's chicken pox.
It's also testable. I mean, you can just look. Right. And you can just be like, okay, take, you know, have them spit on something. You can't do that with any of this mental stuff at all. They're just trying to diagnose you from what you're saying. So, yeah. I mean.
They also say that people, if you have trauma in your life, I don't know what trauma you could have that would cause this anxiety, but it discounts putting these labels on, these diagnoses, that it discounts personalized things like trauma that may have triggered these, and it's not the same as someone else who just has a chemical imbalance or whatever the case may be, and that each of these people needs different types of treatment. So they're advocating get rid of these diagnoses for the mental illness.
But you have to have a name for something. If somebody's hearing voices, specifically voices, like let's go to schizophrenia, they're hearing things in their head. You have to have a name for it. They're hearing voices. I don't have that, so why wouldn't you?
But I think you can have those same things and have another form of mental illness, and you don't need a name for it, is what they're trying to say. You don't need to say that they're schizophrenic, because it's may be inaccurate. They may be something else.
So what's the point?
Basically, what the point of this study is, these people are just pulling stuff right out of their ass to diagnose you. And all these psychiatrists have put you on medication, and since he's schizophrenic, we have to put him on this medication or whatever. I'm just watching these cars.
What do you keep looking at?
Well, these cars are going through this parking lot at like an incredible rate of speed.
I think this is like a racetrack, Rover, or something. We're parked right next to you. These cars are just practicing.
Like, this one's not going too fast. But
no, van was flying.
I've seen some other ones that are just, they're going super fast. And then there's these concrete barriers that they almost crash into. And then they swerve out of the way at the last moment. I don't know what I'm witnessing. It's very strange.
It's like a crash test dummy site.
Yeah.
I'm sure Jeffrey will tell everybody where we're at. So,
the researchers say that although these diagnostic labels, this is a quote from the study, create the illusion of an explanation, they're really scientifically meaningless. And
but things have names. I don't understand. If somebody's experiencing something, you have to name it so that when they go to the next doctor, they have to switch doctors. You have to have something written down to go, this is what this person's experiencing. So that's why they name things. I don't understand what the big deal is.
Are they saying, like, physically when you're sick, you have strep throat, you have pneumonia? They can actually pinpoint when you're sick physically, but mentally they can't do it because there's so many things. There's so many different.
Right. And that there's also a subjective.
It's all subjective,
reasoning of what is normal, what's abnormal, it's all.
Why can't they test?
Just made up. They
if
say.
It's a chemical imbalance, why can't they test your chemicals? See what your balance.
Yeah, I don't even know if it is a chemical imbalance. Well, it seems like that would be able to get it to back just, into order, right?
Yeah, draw some blood from, see where their chemicals are at, whatever chemicals they're talking about.
Well, right? Do you think most of these things are just in people's heads?
They are. That's what mental is.
I'm saying that it's actually made up. No. Which is people
like having a problem.
Okay, there
people
it is.
People like having an excuse for the reason for them being the way they are, of why they, you know, some people, they act crazy. They'll have, everyone's dated a crazy bitch girlfriend. They like having an excuse. Oh, I was diagnosed with this or that or whatever as an excuse for them to be able to act a fool, basically.
Most people are acting that way, or some people?
Oh, I think quite a few people that
most?
Have mental illness.
Are you saying most?
Well, I don't know about most. I mean, I worked in a mental hospital. I saw some people that were actually crazy in there. But I think a significant amount of people just like to have
agreed
a reason to bitch and moan about it. And they want medication, and they want an easy explanation. No, you're just an a-hole. That's what it boils down to. It has nothing to do with your mental disorder, which is just made up. That's my feeling on it.
So that's you're talking like bipolar people that are...
Like, he's saying you're an a-hole.
What did I do to being an a-hole?
No, I'm just saying people in general, not Charlie specifically. I'm just saying... people like to have something wrong with them. It gives,
I agree. Some people
get sympathy out of
get attention.
Yes, yes.
But I had a guy on my street. I told you I had a neighbor, and he was schizo, and he seriously would always hear voices, Rover. And one time he thought he was in a fight, and he was in his front yard, and there was a big boulder like in his lawn, mm-hmm. and he was on top just punching it. Grounding and pounding, just punching this boulder, just breaking this fist apart. And the parents had to call the police and the ambulance because this guy actually thought he was in a real fight with a rock.
Okay.
So that guy...
He's crazy.
Yeah, that guy actually had a mental problem.
Yes.
Hearing voices. That guy needed pills. That guy needed to be locked up.
I think the study is saying that the blanket titles, whatever, or diagnoses are wrong, right? Because everybody's individual.
Right, exactly. That's right. And... it's not helpful to have these labels, and that if you're labeled schizophrenic, you're going to have a stigma. You know, people are going to think about you one way, but your individual problem is different than other people's, and that everyone needs individual treatment. I don't know. I worked in a mental hospital, and the people think that it's a science. I'm telling you, it's. Most of that stuff is just made up. It is absolutely made up. And they're pulling the medications they put you on. That's why our old phone screener, who was always on these different medications, like, get off of these medications. They are just pulling stuff right out of their ass.
Well, yeah, they just try stuff till it works. I think that's the way they do it. They
keep upping the dose.
No, and they try different medications if it doesn't work.
But isn't that a... I mean, that's like from the Middle Ages or something. You just try something, see if it works. Some witch doctor stuff. I mean, they have no...
But eventually, you can eventually find something that does work.
I don't know.
I think lots of medications help lots of people.
Well, your Xanax is helping you with your anxiety.
It's great. Huh? It's a miracle drug.
Did you have to take more yesterday?
I was drunk enough that I just was chill. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, what about being in a hotel room with... Snitzer all weekend long? Is that gonna cause you anxiety or?
Well, sometimes, because lots of times we only have one bed and he gives me the bed and he just sits in a chair and stares at me. Like yesterday I took a nap.
So while you're sleeping, he just sits there and stares?
I was taking a nap and he's just sitting across the room in a chair staring at me.
It was a couch. I was facing the opposite way. Nice try.
It's weird.
I was facing the opposite way, Snitzer.
I was facing sideways, dummy.
Okay,
because our couch, you're right, did face the bed.
He was just sitting in there the whole day.
Yeah, that would be weird if there was a couch in a hotel room facing away from the bed, right?
It's facing the bed, but I was sitting sideways, laying on the couch.
I was trying not to look at him because I could feel his stare.
Oh, God. Take your bed, little baby.
Thank you. I will take the bed.
I know. You always do.
Nicole in Rochester. You're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Nicole.
Hi. How's it going?
Hi. What's up?
Nothing. I was just calling about the diagnosis topic. I'm a therapist in Rochester, a private practice therapist, and a lot of the times, really, like I guess in my opinion, why diagnoses exist, especially for mental health disorders, is that insurance needs to know what you're paying for, or like what you're treating, right, and what they're paying for. So when you submit a claim to an insurance company, they won't reimburse the therapist or the provider or the patient if there's no diagnosis code on there. So a lot of therapists won't actually, who don't use insurance or who don't get reimbursed by insurance, don't even diagnose a lot of things.
Mm-hmm. So they won't put, if you're not trying to get money from the insurance companies, you won't put that label on people is what you're saying.
Yeah. A lot of times it is like very individualized, kind of like what you were talking about. How it should be individualized for the person. But if you're using insurance, then you have to have a diagnosis. And so your insurance company has to know what they're paying
now
for.
Now, you're a therapist. Would you say that many of these mental health professionals, and they do try to make it like they know what they're talking about, they know what they're doing, but it's just really throwing stuff up against a wall and seeing what sticks is my experience with it.
I would say that not so much like for talk therapy, but I have seen that a lot with medication. With medication, like it's all like trial and error a lot of the times. I mean, like it's unfortunate, but you know, like every person every medication interacts differently with each person, you know, depending on like body composition, chemical makeup, you know, that kind of stuff. So for like medication, it is like, I guess in my experience, I've seen that it has been a lot of trial and error, and to see like what works, you know, what, bad side effects somebody has with something else, you know, and are they going to have any side effects with, you know, with something, with another medication that might be better?
Charlie, maybe you could visit Nicole next time we're in Rochester. Maybe she could help you with your anxiety. Are you still going to your therapist all the time?
Yeah, I think I'm done like once a month. I ran out of stuff to, I'm out of stuff to talk about.
What are they, do they try to milk you for topics in order to get you to keep coming? Because they don't get paid if you don't keep coming.
No, no, she's cool. So, no, but I'm just like, I sit down and I'm like, there's nothing going on. I have no
issues. Well, once Nads was off the show, there's nothing to talk about.
Nothing to talk about. The last three times I was there, it was just all Nads stuff. Uh-huh. Now I don't have to deal with it.
Do you have less anxiety now that Nads is off the show?
Yeah, I'd say, probably.
Dieter, I learned from someone that, you know how Nads, Charlie said that he was, Nads called him up and he needed his charger for his boosted board. He had to go visit someone. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
The person that he went to go visit is the guy that apparently gets arrested at his own parties, like a 4th of July party, got arrested at his own party. The guy who was, I think, driving the golf cart when Nads broke his leg when they were all wasted doing drugs, staying up all night.
The guy that I told you that said he could drink water out of a river and he drank river water and threw up everywhere. Uh-huh. Yeah, he's one of my best friends.
So, Dieter, do you think, now that I've learned that that's who he was going to see, do you think he's back to his old ways?
Oh, come on. He can't be, Rover. Not with all this BS going on. In and out of jail, it can't be. Is that guy, does he partake in stuff? Your buddy?
No, he doesn't do heroin.
No, I mean, but weed and stuff?
Everything else.
He's a drinker.
He was up all night with Nads doing drugs before they went to the golf course.
I don't know if he was doing drugs. I don't know who was doing drugs. I wasn't there.
So some were and some weren't out of those three guys or whatever?
I wasn't there.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what he does. But he definitely doesn't do heroin.
But it seemed like he really had to get over to that guy's place, didn't it?
But Rover, I thought that ankle monitor would tell you if you're taking stuff.
Yeah, you can't drink on that thing. It tests your blood
for alcohol. It doesn't test for
heroin
for drugs, does it?
And would it pick up?
No, I don't think so.
Oh man, there's no way. There's no way, man.
I don't know.
After all this, he's got to be done.
What's the matter, Charlie?
I think Jeffrey brought fleas on the bus.
Why? He gave you itching?
Yesterday, just out of nowhere, I got this red thing. See it there?
On your ankle?
Yes. Yeah. And it's been so itchy.
Oh.
It's just been bleeding and itchy and just scratchy. Jeffrey, do you have anything like this?
No.
I don't know what happened.
Look at his legs. They're totally clear.
Are they?
Look.
I mean, okay. This was from when I rubbed my leg against that rock at back at the radio station from that Berlin Wall Challenge.
That's from the
Oh, yeah.
My knee still has that little cut there.
Well, when we get back next week, maybe we'll get into some of the remaining challenges for Brewhouse Blitzkrieg to see who goes to Oktoberfest. Jeffrey, you're currently in the lead with 2 points. You reign over Charlie, Dumb, and Dieter. They each have 1 point. You have 2 points. You could be on your way to Germany, my friend.
Yeah.
No.
I just got to keep the lead, though.
All right.
And then the thing of it is that I'm surprised that since the day you awarded me the 2 points in the Lederhosen Challenge, I'm surprised Captain Content hasn't called in to try to dispute that.
He can't because he didn't have a picture.
Right. He knows.
Right. You know. I've got to take a break. Okay. We are live in Chicago on board Rolling Glory 1. We'll be right back with the Shizzy. The news next. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory, an iHeart Radio station. Set your alarm to Rover's Morning Glory. Just say, Alexa, wake me up to 100.7 WMMS on iHeartRadio weekdays at 7 a.m.
To all the haters of the show, save your breath. You'll need it when you're inflating your girlfriend. This is Rover's Morning Glory.
We are live on board Rolling Glory 1 in Chicago. We have the Shizzy coming up in just a moment. What do you have on the way, Dougie?
Amazon Prime Day comes up Monday and Tuesday, so I've got some items that you should avoid. Avoid these deals and these items according to experts. I'll tell you what they are next.
All right, we'll get to that in just a moment. Justo says that's going to be a bitch if Jeffrey has bed bugs. they're impossible to get rid of. I have to light this whole bus on fire.
Yeah,
Jeffrey.
No, I have no bed bugs.
Now Charlie's just itching. You're itching.
I can't stop thinking about it. Making me itch.
Everyone's itching as we think Jeffrey has fleas or something now.
Yeah, I'm not a fur-borne flea-bitten maggot.
They did post that you took in a stray cat the other day, didn't you?
No, we never took a stray cat in.
I saw a picture of you with a stray cat. Where's that from?
Posted a picture of a stray cat.
No, it was right on our porch. It never came in the house.
Did you touch it?
Oh. We petted it, yeah.
You got the fleas.
No, I don't got no fleas. I'm not itching.
The cat kept visiting you, too, on the post.
The cat just keeps coming up on our porch, and we just sit there, and we just wag its tail. We wouldn't let it in the house. And then we felt kind of bad, so we put out some water for it.
You never let it in the house.
We never let it in the house.
Why not?
We did not. It's a stray cat, number one. We don't know who the cat belongs to. I think one time it visited us, it had a collar on it, and the next time it came, it didn't have a collar on it.
Oh.
So,
was it the same cat or a different cat?
It was the same cat.
The cat lady's not back, is she?
No.
John in Rochester, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, John.
Yo, Rover, how you doing?
Hey, man, what's happening?
So, talking about the mental illness thing, I know it's fun to make fun of Charlie, but on a serious note, you can actually test for some of that stuff if you have, like, a chemical imbalance. Like, if you have a lack of serotonin in the brain, the chemical that makes you happy, basically, you can't help that. You know, it's like somebody born with type 1 diabetes that can't make their own insulin. And that is a real struggle that you can test and that people can go through. And you have to take different sorts of medications to figure out which one properly agrees with your body. And it can end up making you worse half the time and give you even worse symptoms just to try and correct something that your body isn't naturally doing the way that it should be. You know, it is a crazy struggle that people go through. I'm dating a girl right now. I've been with her for years, and it's been a constant struggle of months of trying to get used to different medications, figure out which one agrees with you properly.
Now, what's wrong with her? What's her diagnosis?
She does not make enough serotonin.
So she's just depressed all the time?
Depressed and... because of it, she suffers from severe anxiety and panic attacks.
Ah, like Charlie does.
Mm-hmm.
Way worse than Charlie.
Yeah, Charlie's just
go ahead.
2 on a scale of 1 to 10 when it comes to anxiety. Now, why? I'm just curious. Seems like this is a lot of hassle for you to deal with this day in and day out. You still sticking with this chick, huh?
I have my own stuff that everybody has their own baggage that they deal with, but I care about her. That's all.
How's she in bed then?
Oh. She's got to be good because the crazier you are, the better you are in bed, Peter.
That's what they say.
Well, that's half the relationship. You got to have that.
Sex.
When you first met her, was she the same or was she in a good mood back then, or has she changed?
Since she was born. It's been like that.
Huh. I don't know, man.
As long as I've known her, start
dating a chick and she's exhibiting signs of mental illness, that's when I go, okay.
Have a nice life. You bang her a few times, Rover, at least.
Yeah, okay, but still, I mean, getting in a relationship, it just seems like a lot of hassle. I got enough hassles in my life. I don't need to be in a relationship with someone who's got all these problems. Charlie, what are you doing over there, man?
Just itchy. I'm just itchy. Everywhere. Everywhere itches.
He's just itching his ankles, his feet. He's pulling his socks down. Is this in your head now? Is this a mental thing?
Oh, no.
No, this is real. There's a scab from something eating me.
From you scratching. That's right.
Doogie, are you ready for the shizzy?
Yep.
Hear the shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
Well, we are watching New Orleans and other areas along the Mississippi, which is usually at 6 to 8 feet in midsummer in the Big Easy. It's now at 16 feet. So record flooding has taken place this year along the waterway, and now you have this tropical storm Barry just sitting there and just pouring down even more rain. So we have at least 2 parishes that have mandatory evacuations, and we're just waiting to see what Barry is doing. It's just spinning away in the Gulf of Mexico. and everyone is just waiting to see what the devastation will bring. So I think this is a good test to see after Hurricane Katrina, and they put a lot of things in place, what's about to happen, and it's just going to get worse today and into tomorrow. So the real storm, they're saying, hasn't even hit yet. Meanwhile, there was a brush fire that prompted evacuations and diverted some flights on the Hawaii island of Maui. This evacuation notice was sent to the cell phones of residents, and they said the county has opened shelters because of this fire. Some flights to the island's main airport were diverted because fire was affecting access to the facility. I even heard that in part of this area, Oprah Winfrey owns property, and she has a private road where no one can go down. But they needed access, and there were some issues, so she opened up all of the area for people to get out and to evacuate and to treat the fire. So, it is the middle of summer. Not only do we have Christmas in July, you'll start seeing that all over the place, but you also have back-to-school fun stuff. So this weekend, you're going to have a lot of stores offering discounts for teachers. And Target, they want to help teachers stretch their dollars for back-to-school. So they've got a bunch of offers, and I told my daughter when we came back from vacation, you're going to start seeing all these back-to-school ads, but now you have Target and you have all kinds of stores, Barnes & Noble, Joann Fabrics, Michaels. Everyone wants to help teachers because they say majority of teachers spend their own money on getting everything ready for their classrooms. So you'll see that over the weekend. You'll start seeing television ads for back-to-school specials. Speaking of shopping, highly anticipated Amazon Prime Day, slated for Monday and Tuesday. A lot of deals will be overwhelming, so experts are saying, okay, you'll see a lot of different things you think might be great, but these are the things to avoid, the deals to avoid, according to experts. Televisions. They say a 2019 model television may be on sale, but consider choosing a television set from 2018 in order to score a great deal. The site noted that the best deal televisions are usually offered on Black Friday. So if you can, don't buy a television on Amazon Prime Day. They say don't do items from a third-party seller. They say many lightning deals offered on Prime Day were from third-party sellers. But you should be wary of some of those sellers because they might try to take advantage of you. Tech products like laptops and game consoles. If you need a new laptop, skip it on Prime Day. They said usually those aren't offered until back to school. They said don't do it for these Amazon Prime Day. Don't buy toys and bundle deals. Those are some of the things to avoid.
All right. You guys do any of that Prime Day stuff?
No.
I don't either.
I only buy things when I need them.
Me too.
If something's on sale, I'm not just going to buy it just because it's on sale. Right. Like Black Friday, I don't need anything. So at the time, if it happens to link up, I would buy something, but no.
Yeah.
The guy that we talked about on the show yesterday, the short dude in New York who went viral after he went on an angry rant at the bagel boy. Well, now, I think, Dieter, you said this yesterday, he's getting a ton of ass now. Everyone's like offering. He says,
I called it.
Yeah, you did. He says, quote, I got girls hitting on me. I don't even know. He says that this is the best thing that's happened to him.
See?
No, yes. Nobody.
The girls are coming out of the woodwork.
Who's saying this?
He is.
That weird angry guy?
Yeah,
he's lying because he looks like a psycho.
45-year-old Chris Morgan, and he's 5 feet tall. He owns a cleaning business. He lives out of his van. I guess this isn't the first rant he's gone on.
He's a catch.
He has a YouTube channel. Videos of him getting into confrontations with people and yelling offensive things at them. But now, so
it sounds to me like he's trying to instigate these things to get onto YouTube.
I saw that he says that he's like Martin Luther King, like standing up for short people's rights.
Okay. I think it's a little different, don't you? Short people?
Yes.
Okay.
That's what he's saying. He's claiming.
Right.
No, I don't think this guy's getting any ass from anybody because of his. Who would date that guy? He's a psycho in a bagel shop.
And you live in a van.
You live in a van.
Yeah. Down by the river.
All right.
So he claims he's getting his phone is blowing up and he's getting lots of offers. And finally, ABC has announced that How to Get Away with Murder will end after its upcoming sixth season. There will be 15 more episodes, and that's it. Star Viola Davis tweeted that this was one of the greatest rides of her life, and here's to the final extraordinary curtain call. Season 6 will premiere Thursday, September 26th.
Did anybody watch that here?
No. I've never heard of it.
I didn't even know it was a show.
The only reason I know Viola Davis was she starred in a movie with Denzel Washington called Fences.
Oh, I saw that.
Which was based on a play.
That was okay. That wasn't that good.
I didn't see it, so I can't make a comment about it.
There you go. That's the Shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
The show's always on.
You're on Rover's Morning Glory.
When you're on, roverradio.com.
They had a minor league baseball game, the Atlantic League. Whatever the hell that is, they had an automated system calling balls and strikes on Wednesday. I think this is overdue.
Hey, you've been talking about this for a while.
Yeah, I think Major League should put this into action because the strike zone is arbitrary. You know, it's just each umpire is calling their own strike zone. They like balls a little higher. A little lower, a little, you know, Jeffrey likes him in his mouth.
Oh, real funny, on his
chin. So,
whatever.
But each, you know, I mean, look, a strike zone should be a strike zone. It should be defined. It should be the same. It
depended on the batter, like the height of the batter.
That's what I always assume, because my grandmother and I had this discussion before.
Oh, tell us about it.
Oh, yeah. Well, my grandmother, we watch the Indians all the time. Anytime the Indians were on the old WUEB 43 back home, we would sit and watch the Indians games. And I would ask my grandmother, because she knew a lot about the rules of baseball. And I said, I asked her, is the strike zone defined or is it based on, you know, the batter? And she says it's based on the batter, according to her.
Okay. So what is
the size of the batter? From the knees to shoulders?
No, to
knees to the elbows.
To the, well, I don't know about elbows, but I guess what they call the letters across the uniform there. You know, it's supposed to be, but those high strikes are not called. They're just.
So this automated system? Does it change depending on the person?
It does. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. So it steps up. It will be able to test, they have like a camera that shows the height of the batter and all that. Then they have some sort of radar system that can. It's kind of like the same thing they use if you watch. Baseball on television, they have the little box and it shows you where the pitch landed. Well, that box, you can see sometimes a ball is outside of that box and it's still called a strike by the umpire because that's just the umpire just trying to... Yeah, it's just made up. And when, games are being won and lost on these made-up calls, and they get them wrong sometimes. And I think that they should, as quickly as possible, move to this system where they are calling balls and strikes through automation.
So it's a minor league game. Any errors? Anything screw up?
No, I think it went off.
I don't know why, because it makes it so boring with this.
Well, they still have an umpire down there, and what happens is there's an umpire behind the plate. The system says, okay, ball or a strike. Someone relays that through an earpiece to the umpire. The umpire then makes the call, like strike or ball or whatever. I also would assume that the umpire, the way that it should work is, he's also continues to monitor the pitches in case of a failure. Look, systems fail sometimes, right?
Yeah, freeze up.
Sure. So
having a human umpire to back the system up.
That's right. So you have an umpire behind the plate. He still is checking balls and strikes, although as long as the system is operational, he's not making the call. I think it would make umpires better too, because you're not making the call the automated system is, and you're gonna be seeing what is the automated system calling a ball and a strike. I think it hones your skills of being an umpire,
training their eyes. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, you're right.
Could they put something in the ball to know like the first baseman has it, like he's caught it, and then also something maybe in their shoes in the base to see who touched first or whatever. Could they do that?
That's a lot. Why does this have the ref there, the ump there, to make the call?
They screw up. They screw up all the time.
But that's what makes the game so much fun. It's people you love to hate. When they make a bad call or they maybe get away with a little bit and it gives you a strike when it's not, you're like, yes.
a lot of times, sometimes the ump is not in the correct position to make a call out or safe at a, you know, on base runners. I've seen that happen sometimes, and it would make a call.
Where's he standing?
And the manager would come in and argue, kick dust.
Yeah, exactly. What, so, you won't have that anymore. Why would the manager ever come out then?
A little robot.
You go in the robot space, you chest bump him,
kick dirt at him in his secretary. Come on, crap. Yeah.
I like this idea. I think that this should be implemented.
I think part of the fun of watching baseball is watching an argument erupt, either between the players of the opposing teams or the player, the umpire, or when a manager gets involved. Because Tommy Lasorda used to manage the Dodgers back in the day, was legendary for that. It was legendary for getting in an umpire's face.
So everything seemed to work well on this. This was in York, Pennsylvania. It was the Atlantic League, their all-star game at People's Bank Park, wherever the hell that is. And it went off without a hitch. So I guess they're testing this out, and maybe in 5 or 10 years we'll see this in Major League Baseball.
If a fight breaks out,
mm-hmm.
the umps usually break it up.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a full-on fight, full-on brawl, both benches clear, who breaks it up?
You still have the umpires out there.
It's double the work. Why don't just keep it how it is?
It's less work. How's it double the work?
Because now you have these robots. You got to make them. You got to run them. It's going to cost money. Well, who's going to pay for them?
It's not like Johnny Five out there.
Yes, it is. No. It's going to be like RoboCop. And then these umps are going to be out of jobs. It's just more another step towards humans losing jobs.
Charlie, to answer your question about the baseballs, putting something in the baseball, there's so many baseballs are gone through in a regular game.
That's why you make a lot.
It would have to be cheap to be able to do it.
Yeah.
You know, because think of all the balls that are fouled off. And I don't know how many balls a Major League Baseball game typically goes through, but it's quite a lot.
Isn't that a couple hundred or 100? I think there's a stat for that.
Yeah, I don't know. But
the electronics also have to withstand that. The hits.
True.
Yeah, Snitz has a point there. The electronics have to be durable.
So, in other words, that's a bad idea, Charlie. Terrible
they
idea.
Make this.
Terrible idea. Nope, can't make it. 866-YO-ROVER, 866-967-6837. We are live in Chicago on board Rolling Glory 1. We're going to be here all this weekend, and then on Monday, we will be in Cincinnati. We'll do the show live from Cincinnati Monday morning. And then Monday evening at 6 p.m., we'll do a fan meetup at Rheingeist Brewery in Cincinnati. Stop by and say hello to everyone on the show. We'll all be out there.
I think Dieter and I found where we're going to do our bar meetup tonight.
Oh, yeah?
Okay. So if you're listening in Chicago, Emporium in Wicker Park. Emporium. I want to make sure I'm saying that correctly.
Yeah.
Emporium.
Arcade bar.
It's an arcade bar Wicker Park.
All right.
Like, I don't know, 8?
Yeah.
8?
8.
Okay.
A few hours.
Emporium.
Hey, quickly, Rover, have the baseballs.
Yes.
10 dozen baseballs are used in a game.
How many is that?
That's 120.
Oh, look at that. Good job, Jeffrey. So 120 they go through in a game.
Average, yeah.
All right, let me take a break. We'll be right back on Rover's Morning Glory. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory.
Radio station.
WMMS. In a world full of snowflakes and safe spaces, only one show is not afraid to go there.
Maybe I shouldn't be saying this, but I'm going to say this.
This is Rover's Morning Glory.
We are live in Chicago on board Rolling Glory 1, our mobile tour bus studio. JD, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, JD.
Morning, Rover, COI.
Arbe, what's happening?
Are you sure about the height of the player determining the strike zone? I mean, I agree with you 100% that balls and strikes should be called by the machine.
Right.
But if you got an 8-foot player out there versus a 2-foot player, would that strike zone shrink up? And
sure.
if they go to the electronic strike zone, can you see major league teams putting a midget on their roster?
That's
yes.
interesting.
Can you imagine bottom of the ninth, World Series, game 7, bases are loaded, you put the midget up there, his strike zone is an inch by an inch.
Wee Man goes up there.
Or Bagel Boy.
Bagel Boy, the 5-foot guy who can't get laid. Well, that's an interesting theory. I guess I'd never heard or thought about that before, but anything is possible, I suppose. Maybe. I guess we'll just have to wait and see what they do. Julie sent me a text message. She says, Rover, I live in Cincinnati. I plan on going to the fan meetup on Monday, but I'm extremely nervous to meet you guys. Will you explain a little bit how it works? Do you guys sit at a table and people come up to you, or do you mingle around? I'm afraid I won't have the guts to actually speak to you. Julie, we mingle around. So we show up. We don't, you know.
We don't even stand next to each other.
No, no. At these fan meetups, we just kind of mingle around, talk to everyone.
Jeffrey just sat down with a group of guys yesterday. He was talking with them for like a half hour. Just at their booth. Yeah.
We were just talking about everything, you know, like, you know, history of the show, like our favorite moments.
Wrestling, airplanes.
Well, not really airplanes. I asked about if what you guys into that cold case stuff. He goes, then I talked to him about the Black Dahlia, which is a famous cold case from L.A.
Yeah, I heard that 20-minute conversation. You want to hear it again, Rover?
No, that's okay. And then, Julie, there's no reason to be... There's no reason to be nervous about coming out to the fan meetup on Monday in Cincinnati, Rheingeist Brewery, 6 p.m. I think you'll have a good time, right?
Yeah, we're very nice. We just drink, hang out.
Yeah, we just drink.
Do shots. Out,
talk to people, do shots.
Puke.
Trevor, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Trevor.
What's up, Rover?
Hey, man.
Listen, man. You can't be serious about possibly taking away human umpires. I mean, the human element of baseball is part of the game, and it always has been and always will be. It's a tradition. And if you take that away, you might as well take away what's done. You might as well take away you.
Well, why should the World Series be determined on a human decision that the person gets wrong, a called third strike? Bases loaded, bottom of the ninth, called third strike, but it's out of the strike zone. Why is that fair? Why should that batter who's up there swing at something that's not a strike?
An umpire has a zone, though, and as long as they're consistent, that zone, if you can't adjust that, you don't deserve to win the game.
No. You need to watch some stories that have been done on this. Real Sports on HBO did a story on this, and the idea that these umpires are getting balls and strikes correct, they're only getting it correct like 40% of the time.
It's an insane number.
It's an insane number.
There's been some umpires, like Angel Hernandez. He is completely under scrutiny for how many calls he gets wrong. And I think that baseball should do something about umpires like him in particular and be like, hey, man, I mean, you got to check umpires. A lot of them are really highly trained, and a lot of them get most of the calls right.
How are you trained? Is that the easiest job of all time, you think?
I don't know if it's the easiest job. Those balls are coming in there pretty
got
fast.
A whole mask on. You got the whole vest on. You're just standing there.
It's easy for a computer to do it, and they'll never get it wrong. I don't understand why people wouldn't want that. Why wouldn't, if you were a batter and you were playing in the major leagues, or if you're a pitcher, wouldn't you want the call to always be correct, Trevor?
Yeah, I mean, I guess you're right, but I mean, it would slow down the game. I mean,
no, it doesn't.
You watch it on TV; they can instantly show where it is.
No. That's instant replay. This isn't done in real time. They're not going back. Hey, let's look at a tape for every pitch. It's done instantly in real time, just like when you're watching Fox and you see the little pitch tracker box up there.
Same thing.
It's done in real time. It's exactly the same technology. I think it should be implemented. It's foolproof. You still have an umpire behind the plate as a backup in case the system fails or something like that. And, you know, I think it should be done. Battery is on the line. Yay. This is a guy who, Dieter, you saw a flyer for this guy.
A flyer,
right?
Fundraiser for this guy. Old, longtime fan of the show for, 15 years? Always used to come out to events,
right,
and then,
right.
He got into an accident.
What happened, Battery?
Hi, morning, guys. How you doing?
Yo!
I was on a motorcycle, and a car going the other way on the highway lost its rear wheel, and it came to the median and struck me. hit my leg.
All right, so hold on. A truck driving lost a wheel, and it just started going down the road?
Yep. Came through the median from the other way. He was headed eastbound. I was headed westbound on 90.
Did you see this?
Never saw it.
Didn't see it.
Never saw it. Never forget the sound of it, though, when it hit me.
Huge crash?
I didn't go down. I kept the bike up, 90 miles an hour.
Damn.
How does that work? Yeah. You're able to, you didn't just immediately fall over?
No, I didn't. Matter of fact, I looked over my shoulder, changed three lanes, got off the highway, took a couple hits of my cigar, and tried to get off the bike, but my leg was leg was a mess.
Wait, it crossed the median on the freeway, and you never saw it coming?
Nope, never saw it coming.
I've heard stories. I told you the story when I lived in Tennessee. A person was killed. A wheel came off of a semi-truck, and it continues because of that, whatever that force, I don't know if it's centrifugal force, it just keeps going, and then it starts bouncing, and it bounced up on top of the divider, and then it bounced over into the oncoming traffic, still rolling, and it went right through someone's windshield, killed them. So it happens from time to time. All right, so you pull over, and then I guess the ambulance, someone comes out, and
I tried to put my kickstand down, but my foot was facing the other way, so I just, like, waved my arm in the air for somebody to stop, and two truckers stopped that were bikers, so they knew exactly, you know, they tourniqueted me immediately and called 911. I had my kneecap was fractured in six spots. I had 18 compound fractures to the shin. A six-inch piece of my tibia is gone. It's on the road still somewhere. And a dislocated ankle. Doctors gave me 5% chance.
Take it off.
Yeah, I'm about 4 inches below the knee and my left leg gone.
You want to see pictures, Rover?
Sure. All right, you have pictures of this? I'll look at it.
Oh!
Whoa. It's gnarly. Oh, man. Now, are you able to...
That's a big stump.
You getting around? Like, what, do you have crutches now? Or you have a fake leg?
I do crutches in the house, the wheelchair out in the community, and August 1st is the plan to have a new leg.
Wow.
Now, in a way, are you happy because you get those parking spots right by the front door of all the rest?
Rover.
Just curious.
You know what's funny is I do have the handicap placard, and 90% of the places I go, all the handicap spots are full.
Yeah, people like Charlie parking in there who don't really deserve it. I understand.
Rover, you had a pass that you didn't deserve.
You stole from somebody. Pass, Rover.
What do you mean? I had a handicap pass, parking sticker.
Yeah, how did you get it? Placard. How are you handicapped?
You sprained your ankle, didn't you?
Mentally handicapped, obviously. No, some people would make that argument.
You're taking these passes from people like Battery here who doesn't have a leg and making them walk. Uh-huh. Or whatever, crutch all the way into the store just so you could get in there a couple seconds faster.
Now, Battery, are you going to come up with some stories? Like if people ask you, how did you lose your leg? Like shark bite? I mean, are you going to come up with some crazy stories? Or are you just going to tell them that you got hit by a tire on a motorcycle?
I did use shark attack once, and they were like, really? Where were you swimming?
Lake Erie. It'll really freak people out. I was swimming in Lake Erie. Shark attack. You didn't see that in the news? Very rare. All right. So what are they doing? You got some sort of fundraiser or something going on? Or what's going on? Yeah. What's this flyer that Dieter saw?
August 11th at Rookies in Parma on West 130th from 2 to 5. There's a $25, all you can eat, all you can drink. There's a 50-50 raffle, live music, Chinese raffle.
What's a Chinese raffle?
You never hear that?
A Chinese raffle? I don't know what a Chinese raffle is, Dieter. You know what a Chinese raffle is?
Yeah, I've done it before. I won. Yeah. I actually won an event. Go ahead, Barry. What is it?
They, different places donate stuff, and, you know, people pay money to buy a ticket. They put their ticket in the bag, and they draw the numbers.
Rover,
I don't know why it's called a Chinese raffle.
You get, like, 25 tickets, mm-hmm. and you put them in any bucket where you want the prize. Mm. So I went up to a bucket one time. And I'm like, oh, I'll just do this one. So I put it in, and it was a bunch of cleaning supplies. And I won because I was the only guy to put a ticket in that damn bucket. Nobody wanted it, and I was just doing like one in each one, and I won. It was a huge thing.
All right. Wow, you got some cleaning supplies.
Oh, it's a gift that gives year-round.
Huge thing. All right. Great. Well, Battery, good luck to you. Sorry that you lost your leg. It's incredible that you didn't just... You could have been killed now.
Yeah.
Do
yeah.
you...
A lot of people tell me, oh, you're in the wrong spot at the wrong time. I'm like, you know, I look at it, I was in the right spot at the right time. Because a second earlier, a second later, that tire hits a different spot of the bike, and I'm dead.
Yeah, or it so doesn't hit it at all. I mean, I think you were in the wrong spot.
Yeah. You're taking
I'm trying to have a positive
off.
Attitude.
Yeah, he's trying to be positive, and you're telling him.
I'm just being realistic. Like, you know, you're in the wrong spot. A tire hit, you took your leg off. You know, you're not lucky. You're unlucky, as a matter of fact. Now...
unfortunate.
Is that the only motorcycle accident that you were ever involved in? Because riding a motorcycle is very dangerous. I really, you know, I see these people out there riding their motorcycles, and I go, man, they got some balls out there.
That's how I feel when I'm on my scooter.
I've been riding 27 years now, and I've been in 3 accidents.
Yeah.
It happens, you know. It's a hobby.
Can you still ride?
Bike's being rebuilt now, and the plan is to be on the bike by September.
How do you work it?
I'm building the bike exactly the way it was with no mods. I'm just a normal human being on a bike.
But how do you change the gears? I mean, is that with your left foot?
With my prosthetic leg.
Oh, are you going to do it that way?
He's going to have a fake leg, and
wow.
Be interesting. The one-legged motorcyclist.
So you might see him on the road. Feel the gear?
Of course. I guess you slam on it.
You'd be surprised how many bikers out there with a prosthetic.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
A lot. I personally know 3 of them, and I'm going to be 4. Just friends of mine that have the same injury below the knee.
Well, Battery, you are, in a sense, you're lucky that it didn't kill you, because it certainly could kill you, so... There you go. It's a fundraiser August 11th.
Yeah, I'll try to come out for that.
And maybe Dieter will show up. Dieter, ride your bike out there.
Oh, yeah. Rub it in.
Yep. All right, Battery.
Glad you're okay, man.
Yeah.
Good luck, Battery.
I've been on a bike since the accident. You know, friends have taken me for a ride.
Wow. I'd never get on another motorcycle ever again. I mean, I'd say that's it for me. That's crazy. Were you wearing a helmet at the time?
Have you ever been in a car accident?
I have, yeah.
Have you driven since?
Yeah, you walked away with both legs.
I got out of the car accident. I wasn't mangled. You get in a motorcycle accident, you usually come out mangled.
I came out of this better than I was going in.
Were you wearing a helmet? You seem like the kind of guy that wouldn't wear a helmet. Like, it's just not cool.
No, it's not comfortable.
So you didn't have one on?
No, but it didn't hurt my head, so I'm all right.
I know that would have killed you though if you would have put that bike down. I don't understand these people driving around without a helmet on when they're driving around on their motorcycles.
I'm not kidding when I say on my scooter it's scary out there, just sitting in a red light. Like, I'm just waiting for somebody to not stop at the red light and just blast me from behind.
Oh yeah, you were totally unprotected.
Yeah.
An unprotected blast from behind. Yeah. Charlie would like that.
Oh okay. Yeah. Ram it.
Battery. Good luck, my man.
All right, man, appreciate it. Thanks.
All right, bye-bye. Yeah, that guy's been around a long time.
Long time. Probably one of the first fans.
Yeah, I'd see him out all the time 15 years ago.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
There's a story in radio in Rochester. There's a radio station, 98PXY. I think it's a top 40 station in Rochester. So they had a morning show. And this girl named Whitney Young, she's actually pretty hot. She's not a bad looking chick. She quit the morning show. She was the co-host on the morning show there. She quit. She says that it's because of unequal pay. So I'll just read you what her statement says. I'm disheartened to say I no longer work for 98PXY. I chose to leave my position as morning show host because my male co-host salary was nearly double my own, and I was unable to negotiate a raise that would reduce the pay disparity. This inequality is in conflict with my most deeply held beliefs. I'm not the first and certainly not the last woman in this situation. This is happening everywhere, every day, at every level. And she goes on to name all these other stories. Prior to my resignations, I read the stories of Kat Sadler, who left E! After finding out her male co-host made double her salary. Hoda Kotb, who was paid $18 million less than the disgraced Matt Lauer to fill his role on the Today Show after he was fired for sexual misconduct. Ellen Pompeo, who despite being the star and namesake of Grey's Anatomy, was paid half of what Patrick Dempsey's salary was the first three seasons, and then so on and so forth. She says she has no bad blood with the co-host. He's a good friend, a talented showman, a dependable colleague, and fully deserving of his salary. I do not believe he was overpaid, but rather I was underpaid. Okay, so let's break this down.
Who's the host of the show?
I would say the guy was... She's only been the co-host for the past year.
Oh. What's the name of the show?
I don't know. What was it called?
Team PXY.
Is that what
hashtag Team PXY.
This is them right here.
She's hot.
Yeah, she's hot. She's smoking.
She's only been doing it for a year?
She do news. Yeah, she was only doing it for the past year.
Now, how long has he been doing it?
I don't know if he's been there longer. But if he has, it certainly makes sense to me that, yeah, he would get paid more. I mean, that's just the way the world works. I mean, it has nothing to do with you being a woman either. There are men on this show that don't get paid what I get paid.
Or what Doogie makes more than I do.
Yeah, I mean, it's I don't know what this, she's just trying to glom on to this whole unequal pay thing. She just didn't get, they didn't want to pay her more. She didn't get what she wanted out of a contract negotiation, and now she wants to make the radio station look bad. If this guy has been there longer than her, people are tuning in for him. That's a fact. And even her examples, Hoda Kotb paid $18 million less than Matt Lauer. Matt Lauer had a track record of 20 years.
I thought Hoda also only did like the 1 hour show at the end of the Today Show.
And then they moved her to the regular show. Yeah.
So Matt Lauer had a track record for 20 years, I think he was, maybe longer, on that show. He's a known commodity. They test these things, the likability of the guy, why you tune in. They have all these statistics, ratings. He was a known entity. That's why they pay Matt Lauer so much, because they know exactly what they're getting. They know the value that he brings to the show. When you replace that person with someone else, of course you're not going to pay them what you've been paying a guy who's been working there for 25 years and was a known entity when it comes to ratings. Of course you don't pay the replacement the same that you paid Matt Lauer. It doesn't make any sense. I don't think it has to do with her being a woman, Hoda Kotb being a woman. It's that she doesn't have a track record of being number one in the mornings for 20 years. And this woman... For 98 PXY, I think she's just trying to make this station look bad and turn this into an unequal pay thing, men versus women. But now, if they started at the same time and they both had the same experience.
Well, was one the host or is they both co-hosts?
He's been the host since 2014.
Oh, there you go.
So he's been there longer.
Yeah.
She was and
is he doing most of the? Is he doing most of the hosting? Like, is he leading the conversation? Is he in charge of everything?
Believe it or not, I haven't listened to the hashtag Team Pixie morning show, or whatever the hell they want to call it. That's the name of the show, is hashtag Team PXY?
Yeah.
Hashtag dumb name.
I mean, just... So how do you say that every
yeah.
Hey,
hashtag?
Hey, everyone, thanks for listening to the hashtag Team PXY morning show. You got to be kidding me.
I'm pretty sure that's what it is, because you...
It is.
When you click on when you click on shows and hosts, it's hashtag Team PXY.
That's weird.
That is dumb.
It's really time based. You know, I mean, a couple of years, that's going to sound really stupid.
I think it sounds stupid now.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
There was a time in radio. I worked at a radio station in Knoxville, Tennessee, and this was in the late '90s. Internet boom is just happening. You know. When did YouTube start? Was that even around?
2003 or 4.
Yeah, so it wasn't even around yet. And I worked at this radio station called The Planet. And it was not The Planet 94.3, it was the planet 94.3.
Oh, yeah, because, .com.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
people love the internet.
It was cool. Yeah, yeah, we're .94.3. Now, isn't that ridiculous?
Yes.
So stupid. I mean, people would come up to you on the street. They go, that's a really ridiculous radio station. Make, like, just I hate the
you,
dot.
Just because you like the internet, like you'd like, you'd want to listen to that.
Trying to be hip and cool. This was sent down by a radio consultant that the company hired. And this was their big, genius idea, was to put a dot in there. And it was ridiculous. Stupid. Anyhow.
Do you think this woman will get hired by somebody else because of the statement?
No, I would actually see this, and if I ran a radio station, I'd go, this broad's a troublemaker.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need to bring this hassle in to my workplace. Seems like she's a malcontent. And, you know, what she's hoping is that people are going to take up the cause, that she's going to be able to get some celebrities to, like, oh, yeah, look at this pay. You're not, you know.
GoFundMe.
Yeah, you're just not, she's not looking at this the right way. You should have made yourself more valuable to the show. You should have made yourself more valuable than the guy who's been hosting the show since 2014. Maybe you'd be getting paid what he was. Maybe they'd eventually give the show to you, but I don't think this has anything to do with her being a woman. You came in later. You've only been there for the past year.
Yeah, when I saw the story, I assumed she'd been there forever, like 10 years or something. No, I read
the article.
Yeah.
She'd been there for a year.
Yeah, okay. May 2018, but she had done the midday shift at that station. The previous morning show girl left, so they moved this midday chick into mornings. So she's been there just over a year.
Do you think, Doogie, she should have been making the same amount that the host was making?
I don't know. I mean, why after a year do you not have a contract? Like, what's...
Doogie thinks that she should be making what I make.
Yes.
All right. So you should have just answered yes. So you see how ridiculous that is.
When it's someone, and Doogie show.
When it's someone else, Doogie's like, no, of course she shouldn't be paid what the host is. And then when it comes to her, oh, I deserve to be paid what Rover is paid. Kelly sent me a text message. Says, Megan Carter, a DJ on that morning show for years, was sexually assaulted at a radio event and had to quit 2 weeks later. What?
Holy hell.
What does that even mean? I don't even know what that means exactly. Yeah, this Whitney Young, she just has less experience.
Yeah.
She's not a known commodity to the radio audience.
Well,
no one's tuning in for her.
But she did work there at middays. It's not like they imported her in.
Big deal. Big deal.
I'm just saying that.
Man, would you ever hire this chick, Doogie, after this? After she posts this, would you hire? If let's say that we were hiring someone on our show, would you hire her? I'm telling you right now. No way in hell would I hire her. If we had an opening, Doogie drops dead tomorrow, I got a co-host position open, I'm not hiring this chick.
I think it hurts
she's
her.
A troublemaker.
Well, I mean, I think everyone has the right to voice their opinion, and this is the way that she chose to do it. I don't know if it's going to help her in this industry, because she did do middays into mornings for only a year. I don't know what her track record is, but maybe it
and this
will
is,
help
Entercom.
Her.
Yeah. This is a big company. They own a bunch of radio stations. She'll never work for them again, tell you that. She's just teeing up. She's going to try and do a lawsuit or something. You'll lose this lawsuit because, trust me, Entercom will have great lawyers. They're going to quickly point out in a court of law that you're paid based on your merits, that just because you work on a show doesn't mean you get paid the same as the host of the show. You're the co-host who's been there a year. So good luck with your lawsuit. And good luck finding employment in the future. 866-YO-ROVER, 866-967-6837. We are live in Chicago on board Rolling Glory 1. If you're listening to us on a station that only carries the show until 10 a.m. Eastern, you can continue listening or watching live at roverradio.com or with the Rover Radio app. And for everyone else, we'll be right back after this with our final shizzy of the morning. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory.
To number one is easy. Just be the best goddamn radio show on earth. Now back to Rover's Morning Glory.
Whoa. We have the shizzy coming up in just a moment. What do you have on the way, Doogie?
I've got some breaking news going on right now. I'll tell you what that is. I'm not surprised by this news. And I'll tell you what the story is coming up next.
All right. We'll get to that in just a moment. We are live in Chicago on board Rolling Glory 1, our tour bus studio. Here for the weekend. And then we'll be in Cincinnati on Monday. Apparently, Charlie made a critical error earlier.
Screwed up. And I mentioned we're going to have a fan meetup tonight. Mm-hmm. Unofficial fan meetup.
Unofficial fan meetup.
8 p.m. Me, Dieter, LaRoque, Snitzer. And I said Emporium. Mm-hmm. I mentioned the wrong place. So it's not Wicker Park. Not Wicker Park. Fulton.
Wait, with Fulton.
Fulton
Market.
Fulton Market.
Yeah.
All right. 839 West Fulton Market, Chicago.
Okay. All right,
that's where it's going to be. 8 p.m., that Emporium.
Why the change? It seems like this is very confusing.
No, you're making it confusing. It's very straightforward.
No, you announced Fulton one Market. Place in Wicker Park.
You don't, and say now that anymore. Don't even say it anymore.
Uh-huh.
Whatever I said before was wrong. What I'm saying now is Emporium Fulton Market on West Fulton Market Street, all right?
Why the change?
This one seems better. It's got a patio.
Oh, okay. All right.
It's nice though. You need to be outside, you know?
Mm-hmm. All right. All right.
8 p.m.
Doogie, are you ready for the shizzy?
I am.
Sure.
Hear the shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
Well, I wasn't expecting it this soon, but Labor Secretary Alex Acosta has resigned. This is over the fallout over a plea deal he made with this loser Jeffrey Epstein, the guy.
Yeah, this is the pedophile guy, yes. Or the sex trafficking guy.
Yes.
I'm not following this story.
It's disgusting.
Closely, but a lot of people. It seems like there's a lot of conspiracy theories about this.
Well, was Bill Clinton on the plane?
Mm-hmm.
I heard he's on it 26 times. His secret sex plane, his child sex plane, and then they had a child sex island is what I've heard.
I'm sure that
and then
that
Bill
is.
Clinton would go out there, and I'm on the QAnon forums.
Uh-huh.
Him and the Clintons they would have sex with the children and then eat them.
What about Donald Trump? Because Donald Trump knows this guy.
QAnon doesn't like mentioning that Donald Trump also is really good friends with Jeffrey Epstein and used to party with him frequently.
I heard a quote of Donald Trump talking about how
he likes his girls young.
He likes his girls young.
He's a really fun, cool guy.
He likes,
and man,
he
likes
the girls young.
He likes them young.
But Trump said he had a falling out with the guy 15 years ago. So I don't think he was still close with him.
Did he say that?
Yeah.
Yes.
I saw Trump say that.
All right, well.
So it's more Clintons with this guy.
Of course. All right.
Trump had to say something after all. So this billionaire pedophile who is currently in jail on sex trafficking charges, his attorney has put a package together for him to get out of jail. And for years, all these young girls were being molested by this guy, and then they would get tracked down by his team of investigators, and they would say, look, we're going to make your life living hell if you go to the police or if you do this. Here's money to shut you up. And all these women have the same story. And so because this guy is so wealthy, he got a sweet plea deal or a sweet deal where he was sent to prison for a little bit, but he was able to leave prison and go to work all day, like a work release program. So there's, and part of that deal was made with this Acosta guy who is now working with Donald Trump. And everyone's like, this is a terrible person to be working in our White House. And he did a press conference maybe yesterday or the day before, and it did not help him in any way. He has gotten so much heat that he has now resigned.
Yeah, I think the press conference, he tried to say that he cut this plea deal because the feds were going to drop the charges. And this was the only way he could have him stick was to give the guy house arrest for 30 days or whatever he got for running a sex trafficking ring or whatever it was. But it seems like that argument didn't hold water.
Right.
And now he's been forced to resign. All right.
The White House said that Acosta's deputy, Patrick Pizzella, would become the acting labor secretary.
Yeah. All right. More of the brightest and the best that we remember. That's all we hire.
I promise that.
That's right. That's right.
Well, at least 18 migrant infants and toddlers under the age of 2 were separated from their parents at the border, including 9 infants under the age of 1. This is according to a new report that was released today by the House Oversight Committee. The Trump administration's zero-tolerance policy announced in April of 2018 that, remember, led to the separation of thousands of families. People were just furious. So now we have more. It's been over a year. We have the repercussions of that policy continue to be felt. And this report just comes out today. As, remember, on Sunday, I think ICE is going to start going after these people that are in the country illegally. So a lot of families
are. If I were here illegally, I would go. I'd go underground on Sunday. Like, well, why tell them, hey, we're going to come round you up on Sunday? That's when you pack up your stuff and you go underground.
So if I'm in the country illegally, but I'm waiting for that process to happen, and I'm at home, but the person that's on that list, they're not there. Are they going to arrest me too if I'm the aunt, or just they're going to take them all that are there? What if it's a kid? Where do the kids go?
Well, if they're here illegally, they round them up and they take them. They send them back.
Kids are here legally, but their parents are here illegally.
Ah,
parents are gone.
Then what? They just have their own home alone?
Well, that is a good question.
The kids get picked. They want to go with the parents deported or stay?
God, it's just a mess. So in other news, the U.S. Geological Survey reports that a 4.6 magnitude earthquake rattled the Three Lakes area of Washington State. So we've had
a lot of earthquakes over there.
Yeah, what's going on?
Yep. I thought it was, you know how we've talked in the past about you'll see news stories of stuff going on and then all of a sudden the TV guide, they insert something in there that goes along with that theme. Like if, say, Sylvester Stallone died, all of a sudden you'll see Rambo and Rocky and just like things plopped in. I saw the, The Rock? After all these earthquakes happened a week ago, and then I was in the hotel on vacation, and they put that Rock movie with the where everything stood, all the earthquakes. It's like the
San Andreas.
San Andreas, okay.
I thought that was totally inappropriate.
They always do that.
Nobody died.
In that movie, they did?
No, but no one died in real life.
Spoiler alert.
In California.
I just thought it was inappropriate. So this earthquake does rattle Washington State. And then they had a 3.5 magnitude aftershock after that. So I guess, Charlie, did you pull video of, in a courtroom, a shocking moment that two brothers charge across the courtroom and attack the murderer who shot and killed their mom?
Mm-hmm.
And
yes,
cops,
I did.
Yeah, cops have to subdue one of the guys with a taser. So,
Robert, I love these when they attack the person.
I have this. Let me see if I can pull this up here. All right. So this Dale, murderer.
Yeah, Dale Williams is 62 years old. He was awaiting sentencing for the murder of a 46-year-old woman. And the dead woman's children in the courtroom did that lunge, the attack.
Yeah.
Yeah. To the murderer. They coordinate? I think they coordinate this.
All right. Let's watch. Here we go.
He's just dragging the guy.
So this is footage capturing the fight where both men were lunging at the killer.
They got him. They're both on him right now.
Yeah. Bring the music bed down, douche. The
one guy's punching him in the head. The other guy's kicking him in the ass. Look, he's got his foot right up his ass.
It's just pandemonium there in the courtroom. These two sons attacked this guy.
Where is this?
It says here in Youngstown.
Yeah, this is.
Those two brothers.
Yeah.
Both sentenced to 30 days in jail.
Oh, come on.
For contempt of court.
There should be some kind of rule. If you attack a killer in court, you should never get jail time.
Well,
just understood. Doozy, this guy killed their mom.
I know, but you can't do that.
And then you expect him to be in the same courtroom as you? You should
don't
have a free...
Was this a random attack? Did he know this woman? What are the circumstances of this murder?
I don't know.
Okay. I don't know why I even thought I'd get that info.
Why did you ask?
Yeah, that was in paragraph 2. Okay, go on.
Page 4, the killer... was arrested after witnesses told police they saw him chase the girl in June of 2017. He crashed his van into the back of her car as she got out of the vehicle. She was repeatedly shot in broad daylight. He emptied.
But why did he do that? Was this a road rage thing? Were they dating and it was a domestic thing?
I don't know.
I don't know why I'm asking. Just move on to the next story.
We don't know what the relationship was. Hooters is going to open up a family-friendly chain of outlets called Hoots with male and female waiters who will not wear revealing clothing.
What's the point? What's the point?
That's their whole gimmick, their whole shtick. So are they going to get rid of Hooters? Is politically incorrect not to have girls in skimpy outfits serving chicken wings to people. Are they being run out of the market by the feminists?
Well, the move follows a buyout by new owners who want to focus on chicken wings, and they don't want to focus on the skimpiness of what Hooters used to represent. So they apparently opened up a, quote, fast casual restaurant a couple of years ago in Chicago to test it to see if it would do well. So now they're going to do a
It's where Charlie's outlet. Doing his fan meetup. They just changed it again. now it's at Hoots.
Metallica, the band, they've announced that they are releasing a children's book. And,
oh, no.
It's going to be called The ABCs of Metallica. It'll tell in alphabetical rhymes the history of one of the world's greatest heavy metal bands. I actually think that's pretty cool.
No, I don't like that. Metallica?
Yeah, that is
kinda, a kid's book?
Yeah.
I don't think it's that bad.
No.
And something's going on with the Blink 182 and Lil Wayne tour. Got off to a rough start, and now there is word that Lil Wayne is done. He walked off. Several fans reported that he played about four tracks for a 20-minute set before quitting the tour and just walked off the stage.
Why? What was wrong?
I don't know. Fans state that he was complaining about the crowd size. He allegedly stated that there weren't enough fans of his in the audience.
It sounds like he said there's not enough N-words in the crowd. And then he walked off.
He said that?
The quote that somebody put on Twitter was his quote. He was rapping and he looked out in the crowd. He goes, there's not enough N-words in here. I'm out.
Yeah.
And he quit.
Yeah,
but wasn't Blink 182, weren't they the headliners?
Yeah.
So what
do you
expect?
Or maybe a co-headliner?
It's a possibility. I mean...
He said, I'm not sure how long I'm going to be able to do this tour. So I don't know what's going on with that. I'm sure we'll find more information out. And there you go. That is the Shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
There's a deep web. There's a dark web.
Part of the internet
where anything goes.
And then there's roverradio.com.
Desi, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Desi.
Morning. First-time caller. Love the show. But, Juji, I support you so much all the time, but the news story that you said, it was actually the guy's ex-girlfriend that he was dating her, killed her, and that's why the sons were attacking him.
There you go.
It was in the second paragraph.
Got it. That wasn't the story that I had. Thanks, Des.
Thank you, Desi. I appreciate that. Desi for News Girl now. Thank you.
Can't wait.
All right. I've got to take a break. We are live in Chicago on board Rolling Glory 1. Be sure to join Charlie at his fan meetup at Willis Tower tonight.
Top of the tower. Fulton Market. The Emporium and Fulton Market on Fulton Market Street, okay?
All right. Let me take a break. We'll come back. We'll wrap everything up. We'll tell you what's coming up on the Friday leftovers as well. Right after this, and we'll give some stuff away, too. We'll be right back. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory radio station. Rover's Morning Glory is on your smart speaker. Ask Alexa to play 100.7 WMMS on iHeartRadio.
other shows love doing countdown lists.
It's a list of things.
Favorite things.
The only list Rover cares about is his list. And all the other morning shows are on it. Now back to the show.
All right, we are going to wrap everything up here in just a few minutes. We'll tell you everything that is coming up on the Friday Leftovers on RMG Plus. If you don't subscribe to RMG Plus, sign up now at roverradio.com, and you can watch or listen live as we all continue here on board Rolling Glory 1, live in Chicago. We'll do the Friday Leftovers from here. Sign up at roverradio.com so you can watch or listen as we all continue. Jeffrey, you having a good time on trip so far?
I can't wait to explore Chicago.
Yeah? You've been here before, right?
I've only driven through Chicago, never really explored the city. Got the opportunity to actually walk through the
city. You've never been here on a bus trip with us?
No,
huh?
Not with you guys. Right. And I remember, I remember the Dronegate incident that you guys have talked about.
This keeps coming up.
It's funny, though. It's funny that you guys...
You agreed with me when you were... Because we were talking about this privately a couple times yesterday. And he agrees with me.
Oh, he brought it up yesterday, too.
Oh, yeah.
I did that a couple times. Because, you know.
We were walking in the street, and he agrees. He said Rover was in the wrong, and Rover crashed his drone, and it's his own fault.
He was very adamant about that.
Yes.
That's not what he told me privately. He said he knows that you're behind
the
drone crash.
Where were you with him privately? You can't name the space, so I don't believe you.
No, it's when we were smoking a joint with him outside of that bar.
He's high. He doesn't know what he's saying. He's saying the opposite. He's got done motorboating.
Sign up for RMG Plus, and you can follow along with the Friday Leftovers. Jeffrey is going to be out exploring around town today. And don't forget the fan meetup that Charlie's doing at The Bean. You know that big metal statue? That's right, 6:30 p.m., I think, at The Bean. Is that where you're directing people to?
Flick it.
People come out by The Bean. Fan meetup tonight at 8:00. Emporium.
Uh-huh.
On what street, Jeffrey?
Market Fulton?
No, Fulton Market.
So I got
tonight, you gotta 8 reverse p.m.
It. Yeah.
Friday night, July 12th, 8 p.m., Emporium, Fulton Market.
Fulton Market, got it.
Got it?
Yeah.
There you go.
Gosh, oh.
All right. Then on Monday, we'll be in Cincinnati, Rheingeist Brewery. We are doing a fan meetup there. I'll be at that one. I won't be at the one tonight, but I'll be at that one. That will be at 6 p.m. Monday in Cincinnati, so we'll see you over there. What else? Oh, you know, Jeffrey's been trying to... He's brought this up to me like 100 times. Did you send this to Snitz?
Yeah, I sent it to Snitz already. I just want to see her reaction.
Everybody's Twitter handles in here. Let me try to...
This is a poll that Jeffrey is really...
Is obsessed with.
Yeah.
I'm not obsessed with it. I just thought it was funny. I thought you guys want to see it.
We did.
Yeah, here we go.
Yeah. Who is better in studio with at Rover Radio and at RMG Dieter? Doogie, 7%. Sweet. JLR, 93%.
In your face, Doogie. What do you think about that?
So, yeah, you're... Jeffrey's really beating you out in this Twitter poll.
That's awesome. Good job.
But he's brought this up all morning long. Like yes. You're really hitting your head on it.
No, probably within the last half hour.
This and Dronegate, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I thought Dronegate was kind of funny, though. I mean, like, you guys still kind of blame each other for the incident.
Well, remember when, because Rover crashed his own really expensive drone and tried to pass the buck onto me. It was really embarrassing. It was his part. So I think it's funny, too, Jeffrey.
I believe that Charlie didn't insert the battery correctly.
I don't have any experience with drones, so I don't know how to use them.
And, Charlie did say that to me, though, because I try to.
Oh, he admitted his culpability.
He just said that he just didn't have experience inserting. I asked him, did you make sure that when you put the battery in, that did it lock in place?
Yes, and what did I say? I said, yes, I did.
He said, yes, you did, but I'm still trying to fathom.
The battery fell out. It literally fell out.
The battery fell out.
We watched a video of Dronegate. Anyhow, who cares about Dronegate? This happened like 2 years ago. Drone fell out of the sky.
Well, actually, it was pretty nuts, and that's pretty crazy that it happened. The battery just... We're just flying it, and you see this thing drop. It was the battery, and then the drone right behind it. If that would hit somebody,
landed on someone's truck. Do you remember that?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. Bounced. It hit the ground, then bounced up because it bounced so high into that guy's truck. I can't believe that.
Did you ever get an answer from them, like, what happened? Is this something that's happening to other people?
No, the battery just wasn't inserted properly. That was the...
Oh,
it
okay.
didn't lock in.
Did you guys leave a note on the truck?
No.
With the drone hit? No.
No.
We got it out of the bus, out of the parking lot.
Got the hell out of here. Who's going to leave a note?
Right.
Let's see. Charlie, what do we have coming up in the Friday leftovers?
I got a great video of a guy that just cannot stop barfing. He just can't stop barfing.
Okay.
Just a lot of barfing.
All right.
Fight in Disneyland, and a guy tries to jump off of a ladder into a pool. Does he make it? Find out.
No, otherwise the video wouldn't be on the Friday leftovers.
Find out next.
Okay. All right. Sign up at roverradio.com for RMG Plus and watch or listen live there as we all continue. Doogie, do I have the sheet for the giveaways?
Yes,
I guess
sir.
I do, right? Okay, yeah. All right. Caller 30 right now, 866-YO-ROVER, 866-967-6837. I'll give you tickets to see Skillet and Alter Bridge Saturday, October 5th at the Agora Theater. The tickets are on sale now at theagoracleveland.com. Caller 30, though, you'll win them. Good luck. 866-967-6837. Let me see here. Jeffrey, someone did point out that you have been in Chicago before. This is where your car blew up.
Yes. I was going to bring this up.
That was a while ago. But what happened? No, it was that when I pulled one, I forgot to change the oil.
We can delve into this. This was 16 years ago. We'll talk about it on the Friday leftover. So, Jeffrey,
I did say I'd been through Chicago before. So, and the whole incident with my car at that time was before Tomas Aaron was born.
Oil gate.
Yeah, you can call it that.
Let's do it.
All right. Have a great day and a great weekend. We'll be back Monday morning live from Cincinnati. It's Rover's Morning Glory. Bye.